breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Primary voters in several states have had their say, and that includes Florida, where several key races have been decided.
Representative Byron Donalds has won the Republican nomination for Florida governor and will face former Congressman David Jolly, who won the Democratic nomination for the November contest to replace term-limited Governor Ron DeSantis. Meanwhile, progressive state representative Angie Nixon's won the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate. She'll face interim Senator Ashley Moody, a political appointee who won the Republican nomination. The special elections to fill the final 2 years of now Secretary of State Marco Rubio's term. And in House primaries, longtime Democratic Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz defeated former Representative Sheila Cherfilus McCormick and others in a redrawn South Florida district. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump is delaying 50% tariffs on $20 billion worth of Canadian imports after the two countries reached a tentative deal hours before the levies were to take effect. In Toronto, Canadian journalist Shakara Small says a tariff dispute has Canadians on edge.
A 50% tariff would hurt Canadian small businesses as well as consumers. This is something that would hurt an economy that just recently as well had a slight recession, a little bit of a quarterly pullback.
She spoke with the BBC. Ukrainian drones hit a major logistics center outside Moscow, setting it on fire. The attack, part of Ukraine's strategy of striking deep inside Russia using long-range drones to strike military and industrial sites. Key commercial sites important to the Russian economy have also been targeted by the Ukrainians. On Wall Street, the stock futures are narrowly mixed. Dow futures up 1 point, while the NASDAQ futures are down 33, and the S&P futures are off a fraction. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. I'm Maggie Hunter in for Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Both sides of the Beltway in all directions picking up a pace, but no major incidents as of yet. Both tunnels, 895 and 95, also showing a busier pace, but no major incidents. A slowdown on 295 North around Russell Street reported. And on 495, a crash is in the works on North Indian Head Highway at Fort Washington Road. And 50 westbound around Exit 11, that's Collington Road, a crash has been reported with possibly three cars involved. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather first on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Nice start to your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, a little less humid. We'll see highs in the mid to upper 80s with partly cloudy skies. Tracking our next weather maker as showers and storms return Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
65 degrees in Nottingham, 65 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland Attorney General's Office has released the names of the parties in Saturday night's deadly officer-involved shooting in Bel Air. The Independent Investigations Division says the man shot by police during a traffic stop on Franklin Street is identified as 57-year-old Francisco Aparicio Munoz. The officer is identified as Christopher Birch, who has 2 months of service with Bel Air Police and 3 years of law enforcement experience. The IID continues to investigate the circumstances surrounding the shooting. The officer had a body-worn camera, and there's also private cell phone video from the incident. And a former Maryland youth detention staffer has pleaded guilty to sexually abusing 11 boys at a state-run juvenile facility. Ronald Neverden entered his plea in a Baltimore County courtroom on Monday. The prosecution is recommending a sentence of 30 years in prison with all but 10 years suspended. In addition to time behind bars, Neverden would serve 5 years of probation with special conditions that include no contact with the victims and no contact with minors. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 361, the pick 4, 2304. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Kim Klasick here. Want to know what real relaxation sounds like? It's saying, hey family, let's head down to our beach house in Delaware this weekend. Instead of spending thousands every summer on rental, why not own your own place at the beach? That's where Adam Kasabi with Long & Foster comes in. Adam knows the Delaware beach market better than anybody and can help make that dream happen. Call or text Adam today at 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643 or visit buyindelaware.com.
Sean Casey here. When you invest in your home, you want craftsmanship that looks right and lasts. G. Krug & Son has been creating and restoring custom metalwork in Baltimore since 1810. From railings and gates to unique architectural details, every project is built with care. See what more than two centuries of experience can bring to your home. Visit gkrugandson.com or call 410-752-3166. 410-752-3166.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Last night at Camden Yards, the O's dropped the opener to the Yanks.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Line drive, base hit center field. Jones scores. Lombard scores. Moving to third is Caballero. It's a big two-run single for Grisham.
Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network. Trent Grisham's clutch single in the seventh was the difference as the Yanks take game one of an important three-game set from the Birds. 3-1 the final last night. Shane Boz pitched well for Baltimore, lasting into the seventh and striking out a season-high 10. And Kobe Mayo went deep for the second night in a row. After the game, manager Albernaz.
Every loss is sucks. You know, doesn't matter what time of year, but like now, like we said, like we know where we're at. Time of year and in the race. And
the loss leaves Baltimore at 61-65 in the year, knocks them down a peg. They're one game back in the wild card race. Meanwhile, the Ravens find themselves in Eagan, Minnesota this morning, about 30 minutes south of Minneapolis, as they and the Vikings get set for 2 days of joint practices, which will include, according to head coach Jesse Minter, both Nate Wiggins and Marlon Humphrey as a full go.
Both those guys able to bounce back. It's a credit to them again that they were able to just overcome some small little things, and they're back out there ready to roll. They're very eager, you know, to be out there and to get the reps and to get the communication and the technique. So
practices today and tomorrow, and then they'll play the Vikings Saturday at 1 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, the founder of ESPN has passed away. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning.
continue. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Wednesday, August 19, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program in this hour, Maryland refusing to hand over its commercial driver licenses records to the feds. We're trying to remove illegal alien truck drivers. We got primary results from Florida, Alaska, Wyoming, and much, much more coming up shortly. But our top story here today is, which do you think is going to be built first? The new Washington Redskins Stadium in D.C., the Key Bridge, or the FBI building in Greenbelt? A judge on Monday of this week, an Obama-appointed judge, Theodore Chuang, struck down the Trump administration's plan to relocate the headquarters to Washington's Ronald Reagan building from the dilapidated Hoover building. And, of course, the judge, obviously Obama-appointed, he's in Greenbelt, he's in Maryland. Wonder if there was any conflict of interest there. He's a Democrat, and he said, nope, got to build it in Greenbelt. Or actually reinstated Greenbelt as the choice. It was between Landover, Maryland, Greenbelt, Maryland, and Springfield, Virginia. That was the GSA bidding process. But once the president came into office, he thought it was better to keep it in Washington, closer to the Justice Department, instead of having to, you know, travel all the way out to, Maryland or down to Virginia from D.C. But Westmore, who is looking at this as a potential boost to the second worst economy in the country, was crowing about the decision by Judge Chuang.
And what the judge fundamentally said is Donald Trump does not get to break the law because he doesn't like the fact that our state did not vote for him or that we have a Democratic governor. This was a process that has been going on for over a decade, a process that's going to be responsible for a new FBI building that our agents and our analysts need and deserve because the current building is falling apart. That this building is going to be worth about 7,000 jobs, about $5 billion of economic activity to the state of Maryland. But importantly, it's a building that is going to be safe and secure and near public transit and can be built cost effectively and quickly in a way that it can help preserve the national security mission for this country. That's why Maryland was selected in a competitive bid process. And the President of the United States does not have the authority to be able to simply say on a whim, well, I don't want it to go there because it is a Democratic state. That's not how it works. And so we're thankful for the decision of the judge. We are ready to get to work, and it's time to stop playing the games and get this building built.
Well, I don't know about cost effectively and quickly. That's certainly being called into question here right now, but this building may never be built in Greenbelt, the FBI headquarters. What the Trump administration could do is just leave the FBI indefinitely in the Hoover building, and especially since Congress really hasn't appropriated any funding yet for building the FBI headquarters in Greenbelt. I think what Wes Moore is looking at here, again, this is all about his presidential ambition in 2028. He gets to, if they are to get the building in Greenbelt, Maryland, then he gets to say that he created 7,000 jobs and gets to put that on his resume. Not that he's never embellished his resume before, of course, but then, of course, honestly, it would be a great boost to the economy here in Maryland. Senator Angela Alsobrooks is out there saying it's just not going to boost Prince George's county's economy, but it's going to be a boost to the statewide economy. So the fight isn't over as of yet. The president has 14 days to appeal this decision by the judge. This protracted battle is just in the beginning stages. Get your thoughts on that as well. 410-922-6680. 613 traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck is out this morning. And with the latest, here's Maggie Hunter.
I'm doing my best. Beltway Inner Loop, busy, but no major incidents at this time. A slowdown on 295 North around Russell Street. On 495, a crash has been reported. It's in the works on North Indian Head Highway at Fort Washington Road. 50 westbound around exit 11, a crash was reported earlier. Possibility of three cars involved there. The outer loop of the Beltway, Overlea to Towson, looking good. Outer loop from Pikesville to Catonsville, busy but moving. Southbound 895, Harbor Tunnel Thruway to the tunnel, also good at this time, along with 95 from the 895 split to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Busy, but okay at this time. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, thanks, Maggie. Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, less humid. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s today, and a chance of showers and storms returns tomorrow. Clear 72 in Annapolis, cooler. It is 65 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news for you today. We've got Rosie O'Donnell was filling in for Jimmy Kimmel on Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC the other night. Liberals were thrilled to return to see the return of Rosie. Meanwhile, conservatives just thought it was Jimmy after he shaved his beard. You know,
or not even.
Or not even, right? Kanye West is playing two shows in October in St. Petersburg, Russia. No word yet on whether he'll have the North Korean or Iranian legs of the tour. As he continues to try to find desperately an audience that is willing to hear his music. Naval destroyer USS Benfold was stranded in the South China Sea for 4 days without food, water, or functioning toilets.
You brought it up.
Yep. Sailors are justifiably upset. They signed up for the Navy, not a carnival cruise. Carnival gets a bad rap, man. Actor Tom Holland is expected to earn $100 million for the new Spider-Man movie. Spider-Man Brand New Day. I have not seen it. Of course, now he can have a Spider-Man brand new house, brand new Ferrari, based on that kind of money. Who knows?
Can I be Spider-Woman?
You could.
Okay.
I don't think there is a Spider-Woman or a Spider-Lady. Hillary Clinton has played the Black Widow, I think, a dozen fraternity brothers at Penn State have been arrested for running a massive cocaine trafficking ring. I guess they were out trying to qualify for the Pablo Escobar scholarship.
Talk about hazing.
President Trump has declared the Strait of Hormuz as an official U.S. territory. Now that the Strait is technically part of the United States, not only will he need to keep it open, but he'll also need it from keep it from becoming socialist, because that's the latest. A couple socialists won Florida last night, again. According to a shocking survey, 10% of Gen Zers say they have zero face-to-face interactions with other people in their daily lives. Okay? I would think DoorDash would technically count
that's
as
socializing
as a DoorDash thing. Sad news: Frank Beard, the drummer of ZZ Top, passed away at the age of 77. Ironically, Frank was the only one of the trio without the beard. After their first major tour, they took a 2-year hiatus. When they returned to record the Deguelo album in 1979, their appearances were much different. And here is the reason why: Billy Gibbons and Dusty Hill had the beards, and Frank did not.
I had a beard, you know, but it wasn't near the beard they had, and so I shaved it pretty much right after we got back together when I saw that they had this much and I didn't have, you know, I had this much.
Frank didn't mind being beardless. After all, he had the name, and he could go to the shopping mall without being interrupted.
He wouldn't go to the mall with me or anything. He just went, I'm not going out in public with you because you get recognized now.
Yeah, they always got recognized by those beards, those long beards. It went almost down to their waist. It was just incredible. ZZ Top. Very talented drummer, by the way. Frank Beard has passed away at the age of 77. And it's the summer of the beaver attack. And apparently, they've now made a horror film about it.
This summer, fun in the sun is getting cut down to size. Get ready for Dam of the Dead. This beaver is out for blood. And it's building a very solid, hydrodynamically efficient structure out of our bones. You can run, you can swim, but you can't escape the gnaw. Dam of the Dead, now playing. Leave your wooden leg at home.
You can't escape the gnaw. I hate it when that happens.
It's smarts.
Well, I got a beaver gnawing at my leg.
It's got to hurt. I mean, those. Have you seen what those beavers can do?
I defer to you. You're the beaverologist here on the program.
I had a close call once.
You had a close shave with a beaver?
I had an incident.
Do we want to hear about this incident?
No, they're huge, for one thing. Yes. I thought they were cute little furry little creatures. They're quite
well. The baby ones, I guess, are.
This was a mama.
Yeah.
This was a mama of all beavers.
Right.
And I fled, grabbed my.
Oh, you ran from the beaver?
I ran from the beaver as fast as I could.
Yeah. Are they fast? Can they on land?
I don't. It was like on top of the water, like kind of.
Oh, you were in the water at the time.
Well, near the water.
Oh, so the beaver was in the water, and you were on land.
I was on the land,
and you still felt threatened.
Well, it was swimming at me.
Okay.
That beaver was right in our direction.
All right. You weren't sticking around to see what the... you did not want to feel the gnaw, as they say.
I did not want to feel the gnaw. I don't know what else to say. I'm afraid.
I think you've said it all. All right. Thanks, Maggie. Appreciate that. 619, 19 minutes after the hour. We're talking about the FBI building. What do you think is going to get built first? A key bridge or the FBI building? Because the GSA, here's a spokesman, Leonard Buchanan, told the Baltimore Sun the agency would, quote, not pursue an inferior approach in cost, speed, and value, end of quote. Now, they oversee all the federal land development projects, and the FBI declined to commit to moving forward with the Prince George's County project, even after this judge struck down the Trump administration's plan to relocate the headquarters to Washington's Ronald Reagan Building, which I think there's been some money appropriated to make that transition, but now the judge froze that as well. So I don't know if a judge can freeze federal spending like that here locally, but we'll have to wait and see. Kristen wanted to weigh in.
Just real quick, can I mention something ironic? So last week, like I said, I did not attend, but I was adjacent to the Maryland Association of Counties meeting where, if you know what that is, it's all of the local governments and the governor and a lot of state delegates and senators all come. And it's basically like summer camp for the local government in Maryland where they make a sacrifice for us to go to Ocean City and eat crabs and get together. But anyway, the theme of the conference was building what's next. And it was all posters all over the building. And I'm like, how about the key bridge? How about the key bridge? Let's build that next. But totally out of touch with reality. But, yeah, it just, you know.
That is hilarious.
But, again, there's just such a cluelessness. So they're all there. They're partying, you know. I saw our DHS secretary.
I know
Jocelyn Pena Melnick was there. I mean, I hope she got a vacation, finally. That woman works hard.
She was complaining about that.
You know, they called the special session, and then they were whining about, you know, anyway. So they got together to talk about what we should build next.
Was Electric Bill Ferguson there?
I don't know. I didn't see everybody was there because I didn't attend.
I know you ran into Brandon Scott a couple of times.
Yeah. Somehow that happens every single year. And he had two security guards with him, so I saw the security they pay for. I thought, what does he need
that for? And the security guards are loading up the baby strollers and stuff? Yeah, into the big SUV there.
And getting waters for the family.
So Brandon and Hannah, they don't apparently do that on their own?
Standing there. Not the one time I saw them.
Yeah, wow.
Leaving as a family. And there was no one else around.
Security guards or are they au pairs? I'm not quite sure.
Maybe, I don't know. They were big, tough-looking guys, so I assume they were security guards. But I don't know how they can protect the family from all of the threats they clearly have in Ocean City. Of course, they did end up in a parking lot along with the producer of the show. So maybe there is something to fear. But they didn't know who I was.
Great story. Thanks, Kristen. 622. You're listening to Casey and Company. More on the FBI building coming up in just a second. 410-922-6680 is our number. 1-800-WCBM-680 on Casey and Company.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day. Apply online in minutes. No medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60 year old not so perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
Paid for by term provider.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. In for Chuck Whitaker, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. So far, so good. The Beltway outer loop from Overlea to Towson and from Pikesville to Catonsville starting to get busier. A lot of brake lights, but nothing major yet. 495, a crash is in the works on North Indian Head Highway at Fort Washington Road. 50 westbound around exit 11, that's Collington Road. A crash was reported earlier. Possibility of three cars involved. A southbound Harbor Tunnel Thruway getting busier, as well as southbound 95 from the 895 split to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Inner loop of the Beltway busy from Bel Air Road up to Providence. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, less humid, a little cooler here this morning. Temperatures today in the mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow a chance of showers or storms returning, especially in the afternoon and evening, and then drying out again by Friday. Right now we're looking at, it is sunny and 74 in Ocean City. It is 67 in downtown Baltimore. We are talking about the FBI building and the tug of war over that now. And you look at this, it's just amazing that this is how desperate the Democrats are that they have to. Again, this is Maryland. Maryland has largely relied on the federal government for employment and on federal largesse, federal dollars. They have not privatized like the state of Virginia has with an IT sector. They basically have been suckling at the teat of the federal government now for, most of our existence. And when, when we had all that ARPA money, and when they're going through COVID, and again, we got addicted to that, and it's just more of the same. So right now, we are looking at a situation where the governor and Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks and the rest of the Democrats here in this state look at this as, you know, a manna from heaven. And that some 7,000 jobs, it would be a robust boost in the arm to Maryland's economy, second worst in the nation. By the way, Dan Cox is going to join us a little bit later on this morning right after the 8 o'clock news to talk about that poll and the affordability crisis here in Maryland. We'll get his thoughts on the FBI building as well. But here's what the Trump administration could do. Obviously, they could appeal this decision. They have 14 days to do that. This judge, as I understand it, is frequently reversed. He's an activist judge. He basically has been, I don't know the exact number of times, I'd have to look it up, but clearly it is a problem for this judge. So it's not a done deal yet as far as that. The appeal could go against this judge. There's also there's no way the judge can order the Trump administration to start construction, so they can indefinitely put that on hold, leave it in the Hoover Building, for time immemorial, if they wish. I don't think they're going to do that. The other thing that might happen here is I think that once Congress resumes, they're still talking about another reconciliation bill, and I think Congress could reverse the provision in the last bill that set up these three spots, Landover, Greenbelt, and Springfield, Virginia, and they could just reverse the whole process and strike it down and just cut it out. They could do that in a reconciliation bill if they need to, and they still are trying to get that third one passed before the end of the year. They definitely need one more reconciliation bill. So, again, this is not a slam dunk for the governor and for the Democrats in this state. And Congress has had appropriate about $1 billion from before the FBI headquarters project since 2016, according to figures detailed in the judge's ruling. But by 2024, the GSA reportedly had $845 million remaining for the project and asked for an additional $3.5 billion from the Federal Capital Revolving Fund. Now, that request was rejected by Congress. And so it's really unclear how much of the money is still available for Greenbelt, if at all. The GSA is not answering that question. According to the Baltimore Sun today, as they continue to try to find out the current funding and how much additional money would be needed to relocate the entire FBI headquarters from downtown D.C. to Greenbelt, Maryland. I think it would be more cost effective to keep it in D.C. in the Reagan building. But then again, that's not always what some in Washington are hoping to save any money. That is for sure. 410-922-6680 is your number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Dan Cox is our guest at after the 8 o'clock news. Harford County Executive Bob Cassily will join us after the 8:30 news here on the program. A lot of newsmakers here for you today on Casey and Company. The big newsmaker is Elegant Kitchen and Design. If you're looking to remodel your kitchen, that is a massive undertaking, a big project. You want to make sure you can save money and you keep your project on budget and on time. You can do that. Go see my good friend Mike at Elegant Kitchen and Design, Baltimore County showroom on Joppa Road there. He has got everything out, laid out, all the cabinetries, all the designs, different color choices, etc. And the countertops are there as well. You name it, granite, quartz, quartzite, all, again, cut and polished right there in the warehouse right behind the massive showroom there at Elegant Kitchen and Design. So check him out. That's at Joppa Road, Baltimore County. And ask for Mike. Tell him I sent you. Or you can go to online at elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. Coming up on 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, the update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The 13-year-old Calvert County boy who was found to be involved in the rape of 2 6-year-old girls is back in custody after violating his parole. State's attorney Bob Harvey says the boy allegedly threatened to kill a child after he was sentenced to probation with electronic monitoring in July. Harvey was very critical of the judge's sentence, saying the boy was a danger to the community. Harvey's office filed a motion to revoke the teen's probation last week. The boy is now being held at the Cheltenham Youth Detention Center, and he will be sentenced later this month. And U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers seized 412 pounds of cot in duffel bags left on the baggage carousel at BWI Marshall Airport. On August 11th, CPB officers inspected 5 bags left behind after a flight from London. Cot is a plant with stimulant-like effects that can cause delusions, paranoia, hallucinations, and hyperactivity. Another bag containing cot arrived the next day, but officials have not been able to contact the traveler. The combined weight of the cot is just over 412 pounds, and it has a street value of around $50,000. And a 19-year-old is being treated at Baltimore's Shock Trauma Center after a Tuesday afternoon shooting in Cambridge. The Skinner's Court shooting was reported around 1:15 p.m., and as officers were responding, they saw a car traveling at a high rate of speed toward the hospital. Other police units followed the vehicle and found the victim with gunshot wounds to the neck, torso, and arm. The victim was flown to Shock Trauma, and police say the investigation is ongoing. And the Wicomico County Council has unanimously approved emergency legislation that would create a new commission to oversee the county-owned nursing home. County Executive Julie Giordano says that Tuesday's vote does not put the new oversight structure into effect. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, I'm filling in for Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I am attorney Michael Friedman. And I'm excited and proud to announce that September marks 35 years of our law practice in Owings Mills and 35 years of a great association with WCBM Radio. From the early days of The Lawyer Show to our weekly chats with Sean, our partnership with 680 AM has been a total win-win-win. For us, WCBM, and hopefully and most importantly for you, our incredible loyal listeners. And to celebrate, we're throwing a party and inviting you to join us on September 10th from 6 to 8 at the Hilton Garden Inn on Owings Mills Boulevard in Owings Mills. Steve and Rachel and I will be on hand to meet you, consult if there's a legal issue you'd like to discuss, or just to say hi. Our special guest that evening will be Mr. Sean Casey himself, and some other prominent folks like Nino Mangione have promised to stop by and join the fun. We'll have food and drink for you, so please come on by and help us celebrate on September 10th from 6 to 8 at the Hilton Garden Inn. We look forward to meeting all of you and to personally thank you for your support over all these years.
WCBM News Time, 6:32. Here's a look at your traffic. Southbound 895 slowing back to Pulaski Highway approaching the Harbor Tunnel. On southbound 95, there may be a crash or a disabled vehicle near the Fort McHenry back to Dundalk Avenue. Outer Loop 695 starting to see brake lights approaching 70 to Wilkins Avenue. The inner loop of the Beltway getting busier between Bel Air Road and Providence until you get to the 83s, and there are a few brake lights showing up. Also, 50 westbound around exit 11, they're clearing up a crash at Collington Road. Possibly three cars are involved there. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Nice start to your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, a little less humid. We'll see highs in the mid to upper 80s with partly cloudy skies. Tracking our next weather maker as showers and storms return Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Yahoos squandered another solid start from Shane Boz last night. Limited to four hits by Yankee pitching, shut out over the final five innings by the Yankee bullpen. The result was a 3-1 loss to New York, dropping the Birds a game back in the wild card race. Now, the O's had chances, manager Albernaz citing the biggest one.
No, the biggest one was the bases loaded situation, not be able to cash in there early.
That was in the second inning. Carlos Narvaez and Jackson Holliday striking out with the bases juiced. And then in the seventh, they had another one. O's had runners at first and second, nobody out. Strikeout, flyout, and a lineout by Pete Alonso to end the threat. So the Birds now 61-65. They are one game back in the American League wild card race. Elsewhere in baseball, did you see what happened last night in Milwaukee?
Uh-oh. Is this number one? La, deep to left.
Brian Anderson had the call on Brewers TV. Lara's home run in the eighth made it 16-0 Milwaukee over the Mariners, and the Brewers would go on to beat Seattle 22-0, the tying for the largest shutout in modern-day baseball history. Ravens and Vikings begin 2 days of joint practices this morning in Eagan, Minnesota. Head coach Jesse Minter announcing yesterday that the injured Ravens, Zay Flowers, Nate Wiggins, and Marlon Humphrey, will participate. Meanwhile, before departing from Minnesota yesterday, defensive lineman Calais Campbell addressed the media for the first time this summer.
You know, these last couple months have been pretty tough for me and my family, but we're working through it, and I really appreciate all the love and support and the prayers that have been coming from, you know, all over, really from all the NFL community, all the fan bases, and, you know, you guys as well, so I appreciate the prayers. Continue praying for us because we need it. But
tragedy struck the Campbell family, of course, back on June 30th with the arrest of Calais' brother in the murder of their mother. Sidebar, Campbell needs just five games played, by the way, to break Jim Marshall's all-time record of 282 games played by a defensive lineman. Elsewhere in the NFL, and hope this isn't a portent of things to come, but the Saints and Cowboys went at it yesterday at joint practices in Oxnard, California. Multiple brawls ensued, helmets and fists went flying. The money shot was Saints tight end Brock Reichsteiner body slamming a Cowboys player to the turf, which makes sense because Reichsteiner is the son of former WWE Hall of Famer and world champion Scott Steiner. And finally, Bill Rasmussen, whose vision and ambition fueled the 1979 launch of ESPN as the world's first 24-hour television sports network, has passed away at his home in Florida from the effects of Parkinson's disease. Rasmussen conceived of ESPN after having just been fired as communications director of the old New England Whalers of the WHA and thought the time was right for a 24-hour cable sports network. So he maxed out his credit card, and with his $9,000 advance, he acquired a valuable space on a communications satellite. Bill Rasmussen passes away at the age of 93. The time now is 6:37 when we return how ESPN changed the face of sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
It really did. Back in 1979, the advent of cable in general gave ESPN a platform, and Bill Rasmussen's idea, you know, first it was just a Connecticut thing. All he wanted to do was have a 24-hour sports network in the state of Connecticut, which, you know, Bristol, Connecticut was their was their base.
Headquarters, yeah.
And then all of a sudden it became national, and it really did change the face. Some of the anchors, Chris Berman, Dan Patrick, I mean, people that we grew up with, you know, icons of the business.
Yeah.
Stuart Scott, Keith Olbermann, as crazy as he is, was great back then, paired with, you know, whoever, I think it was Dan Patrick.
Right,
I think,
Dan Patrick.
And so I just wonder how Bill Rasmussen, maybe he, I don't know in what kind of health he was over the last few years, but what he thought of ESPN and how it morphed over the last few years.
Yeah, the brand that was built. And again, I wish I was curious that entertainment came first. It was the entertainment sports network. So, but it was always focused on entertainment. And they did a lot of great things. They had a lot of great commercials, TV ads, and promos.
The promos were terrific.
The promos were terrific. And then, of course, I just think of late they've lost their way. I think Pat McAfee, McAfee, spit it out, Sean, is a talent. I really do think he's a talent. But outside of that, I think you'd be hard pressed to. The gone are the Boomers and the Patricks and the Obermans of that era.
You know, and I don't even know her name. Okay, but there was some host the other night on ESPN who was just awful. Number one, and number two was literally like you could watch her eyes moving, literally reading from the teleprompter with no emotion or sport, you know, vibe in that read.
I always liked Linda Cohn. I thought Linda Cohn.
Oh, she was terrific.
I love Linda Cohn. Yeah.
Steve Levy also.
Steve,
You know, so anyway, you know, Bill Rasmussen passing away just brings you back a lot of memories, but you just wish that ESPN was something different today.
Yeah, I really do. But it's great, great memory. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going into August. President Trump had almost a perfect record in endorsements, and he had an off night in the last night. And again, sometimes all politics being local, we start with the coveted Trump endorsement. It wasn't enough for three Republican candidates to emerge victorious in the Wyoming governor's race. The state superintendent, Megan Degenfelder, lost to her GOP primary to State Senator Eric Barlow. Trump's endorsement usually is decisive in Republican nominating contests this year, but the gubernatorial races have tripped him up on several occasions, where his preferred candidates also lost in Iowa, Georgia, and Minnesota. And again, I think his endorsement of Darlene Graham might be in trouble. More on that in a second. Meanwhile, in Florida, the two Trump-backed candidates lost House primaries. Former TV journalist Ryan Elijah defeated Corey Mills, who's facing House Ethics Committee and DOJ investigations in CD7 there. And the 19th district in Florida, local conservative talk radio station owner Jim Schwartzel won the Republican nomination over Trump-backed Catalina Loeff. As you remember, she ran in previously in Illinois. Trump did have a sterling 2026 House endorsement record entering August, but earlier this month, military veteran Amir Hassan lost his Republican primary in Michigan's 8th district to a political unknown, and Andy Ogles faced a series of controversies, was defeated in Tennessee's CD5. So it's been rough sailing of late. But the good news is Byron Donalds easily wins the Florida governor primary. That means he will be the next governor of Florida. Alexander Vindman, remember him, one of the Vindman twins? He was absolutely squashed by a DSA Democrat there, one of two to win last night. There was a DSA candidate that won for Senate in Florida, and I'll face off against the Republican there. So, but the good news is Byron Donalds, I think, will do a great job in Florida. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, in a minority district, predominantly black district, did win. And she was getting a lot of blowback, pushback from the black community, but she won in Florida as well. And, of course, we'll get the president's reaction to the Vindman. He was the key architect of the Trump impeachment in Ukraine hoax. He got destroyed in his race. In Alaska, Dan Sullivan again, in that jungle primary, he and Mary Peltola will face off again in November. She's the Democrat. He's the Republican. Very close race in Alaska. They actually nominated another guy by the name of Dan Sullivan in an attempt to try to steal that election. The real Dan Sullivan, the real McCoy, emerged victorious there. And in Wyoming, good news there. Senator, again, Harriet Hageman, the congresswoman from Wyoming, won her primary to be the next senator, and she probably will win that in Wyoming as well. Up next, it was a rough night for Darlene Graham at the South Carolina debate. We'll share that with you in just a second. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now in for Chuck Whitaker this morning, here is Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A single lane remains blocked on the outer loop at Delaney Valley. All lanes were closed for a short time. Then it's busy. It's 895 southbound back to Moravia and southbound 95 back to Eastern. Southbound 95, there may have been a crash or a disabled vehicle near the Fort McHenry. It's back to Dundalk Avenue, and the outer loop of the Beltway started to see brake lights as you approach 70 to Wilkins Avenue. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, less humid, temperatures in the mid to upper 80s today. Sunny and a little cooler here this morning, 65 in Forest Hill, 68 in Dundalk. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Meat and man, Scotty.
Yeah, Butterball's a little under the weather here this morning. Hopefully he gets a speedy recovery and comes back as soon as possible. Buffalo Wild Wings bringing back a six-fan favorite menu item, including buffalo chips. I'm afraid to try those. Mini corn dogs, beef on sliders, garlic mushrooms, hot barbecue sauce, and Buffalo Zoo cocktail. All part of the new.
Buffalo Zoo cocktail.
Buffalo Zoo cocktail. Whatever. I guess that's...
Between the buffalo chips and the zoo cocktail.
Yeah, that might be an interesting day at Buffalo Wild Wings. Burp. Hershey's has revealed their 2026 Halloween lineup. They've got Reese's Pumpkins, as you know. The Kit Kat Count and Witch. It's a Count, a Dracula-shaped Kit Kat, joined by the Witch this year. Hershey's Cookies and Cream Fangs, snack size. The Sweets Assortment Stand-Up Bag, Jolly Rancher Gummies, Trickies, and Minis, snack size. Trickies, what are Trickies?
I was just going to ask that same question.
Bite-sized chewy candies come in colors that don't match their flavors. So, for instance, usually see them in like a green apple, blue raspberry, but they mixed up the colors.
Trickies.
Trickies.
They trick you.
Trickies. And, of course, a lot of Jolly Ranchers and other good stuff as well. Taco Bell turning back the clock to 2016 with four major menu comebacks. Just in time.
Pinto beans?
Let's see. They have the Naked Chicken Chalupa, Beefy Crunch Burrito, the Mexi Melt, and the Caramel Apple Empanada. Those are the four that are returning.
No pinto beans?
You're a big pinto beans fan? I guess you are. You love your...
I like you love my your, beans.
Tell you, keep the beavers at bay.
It'll help.
Cheetos wild new Halloween flavor creates four different sensations in your mouth at once. The Cheetos Sweet Phantom Heat Puffs combine sweet and spicy flavors with a multi-savory twist. They create sensations of heat, tingling, numbing, and even a subtle fizz that builds as you eat them. I just want a Cheeto, man.
Just give me a stinking Cheeto.
Give me a Cheeto. I just want it to taste like cheese.
I don't want fucking sensations in my mouth. I want to eat Cheetos.
That's right. And the best Major League Baseball stadium has been named for best in America for food. And sadly, Oriole Park at Camden Yards did not finish in the top five. They are in descending order. Let me get the right page here. They are a Target Field in Minnesota. Bush Stadium, St. Louis, Petco Park in San Diego, Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, and the number one, Citi Field in New York City. And they
have the best food.
They say they have the best stadium food. And I was just looking at some of the offerings
here. What about
here.
The wieners? I guess that's included in
there. Yeah, that is. They have a Signature Square, Napoli's Pizza, and Soul Bird, whatever that is. They have the Vegan City's Nachos at Citi Field. I don't know what makes them vegan, but I guess they don't use real cheese. The Pig Beach Barbecue's Loaded Cornbread is something at Citi Field.
That sounds yummy.
Adam's Classic. This looks great. A Burger Hall of Fame. Look at the size of that burger, Maggie. That's a really...
Now, that's a burger. That's what I'm
that
talking about.
That is a burger.
About.
Yeah, that's like a four-decker there. Yeah, all at the... I would think that would be difficult to eat in a baseball stadium at your seat. You'd make a mess.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, anyway, congratulations to City Field. I have to find out where Oriole Park finished, but it wasn't in the top five. Know that. All right. Thanks, Maggie. Talk to you in a couple. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So, again, overall, a good night for the Republicans in Florida. A couple of Democrat socialists did squeak by. Two or three of them did lose in Florida. Alaska, it's going to be interesting to see with how that race pans out in the fall, and in Wyoming as well. As we get, we're only 76 days out, believe it or not, from the midterm elections. But last night was not a good night for Senator Darlene Graham, Lindsey Graham's sister, who was appointed and endorsed by President Trump and Tim Scott and many other South Carolina Republicans. So she's running against Ralph Norman in the runoff. That's next Tuesday in South Carolina. Last night, Newsmax sponsored a debate hosted by Greta Van Susteren. And when it came to foreign policy, this was a swing and a big miss.
National security question as well. Senator, are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? If so, why?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Are Taiwan and the South China Sea national security issues for the United States? And if so, why or how?
I'm just going to be honest here. I'm not on national security. I'm not that informed on national security. So, but I do support the military. My brother was in the Air Force for 33 years. So I will do everything I can to support the military. My dad was in the Army. I'm not a polished politician up here. National security is not my thing, not my area of expertise, but I do support the military.
Congressman, I'll give you a chance to respond, and I'm sure you recognize that
Taiwan's a definite ally, and you know, we have a trading relationship with them that is beneficial to the United States, chips being one of them, and others. So what the president is doing right is he's enabling Taiwan to defend themselves against China. But it's peace through strength that he's showing with Iran that China, Russia, others are looking at it so that they don't want to deal with America, and that's why they haven't attacked Taiwan. If they had some weak Democrat in office like Biden or another Obama, yeah, they'd take it over. But we can't let that happen. We got to take a strong a peace through strength is working.
Now, first, I think Darlene Graham is a wonderful person. I think she's a very nice woman. And I do think that what's sad that she's I understand she wants to carry on the legacy of her brother, Lindsey. The problem is she's just not ready for prime time. And I don't expect her to have all the answers and to know every single issue that's out there. But going into a debate, I would think somebody would have prepped her. For that's a big question about China and Taiwan on foreign policy. Somebody should have prepped her about Russia, Ukraine, on Gaza, about the you know, the hot spots in the country. I just think that's an overall lack of preparation either on her handlers, on her part as well. And that was an abysmal performance last night at the debate. Now I'm wondering if President Trump is going to rethink his endorsement. Probably not, because he's very loyal. But you had, you know, a bunch of other Republicans, and this is not a good look for Republicans. You're expected to know. We expect the Democrats to be clueless, not Republican Senate candidates. And I think that that needs to change. Just saying, we'll see if South Carolina voters, if it makes a difference with them next Tuesday or not. 6:51, 9 before the hour of 7 o'clock. When you're thinking about retirement, still having a mortgage payment probably wasn't part of that plan, but life, you know, happens. Maybe you refied a couple of times along the way, and here you are retired, living on a fixed income, and using a big chunk of that income every month just to pay the mortgage. Money that could be going toward everything else, especially with prices as high as they are right now. So what are your options? Taking on another loan doesn't really fix it. You still have a payment. That's where the reverse mortgage is different. It can eliminate that monthly mortgage payment completely, put that money back in your pocket every month where it belongs. Now, my good friend Mark McVeary has helped Maryland homeowners with reverse mortgages for over 30 years. He will come out to your house, look at your numbers, and tell you straight up whether it makes sense for you or not. No cost, no obligation, just the information you need to decide for yourself. It's worth a few minutes of your time. Could dramatically change your monthly cash flow. Call Mark at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes in for Chuck Whitaker this morning. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A single lane remains blocked on the outer loop of the Beltway at Delaney Valley Road due to an earlier incident. And very busy on southbound 895. That's back to Moravia, and southbound 95 back to Eastern. Outer loop of 695, brake lights approaching 70 to Wilkins Avenue. And farther up the road, 195 northbound. Very busy from Rolling Road to Terminal Road. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, less humid, temperatures in the mid to upper 80s, maybe some rain, chance of rain again tomorrow or tomorrow afternoon or evening, and drying out by Friday. Right now, sunny, 68 in Pasadena, 67 in Parkville at 6:54. You're listening to Casey and Company. Coming up at the top of the hour, while we are facing structural deficits in the near and distant future, we're now getting ready to spend $110 million on new election machines. We will get to that. And Dan Cox will be with us in our 8 o'clock hour a little bit later on this morning.
Just real quick, I wanted to weigh in on the Darlene Graham thing. I mean, the whole thing has been so strange. I mean, I guess sometimes when a member of Congress or Senate dies, a family member might be appointed initially when you need to find somebody and it's interim. And I don't always love that either. But I don't know. I mean, clearly she's not ready. And the whole thing kind of came out of the blue. And nobody would blame the woman because she's been busy, the shock of her, you know, closest family member and burying right. him and whatever. But again, it almost seems a little greedy or selfish to me, sort of, to run. And we don't know if she's a wonderful person. We don't know her at all. I mean, again, this all, you know, Lindsey Graham has been in the public spotlight for so long. Now, maybe people in South Carolina knew who she was, but outside of the state, I never heard of her before or knew their story or how close they were. So I don't know. The whole thing is strange. And the fact, like, if she's going to try to ride off, I mean, that's the thing you want to do. You got to prove yourself that you're ready and that you can do this job and why you want to do this job. But if she's going to fall back, you know, every time she's asked a hard question, if she falls back on the sympathy thing, well, I don't know, but my brother, you know, yeah. you can't write off, I'm sorry, you can't write off his record. And this is America. We don't have a royal family, even though I know you think that I wish we did, but we don't. So, and you're not owed anything. And I hate that, you know, pits me against Donald Trump instead of, you know, and on the side of somebody like Nancy Mace, who I don't like either. But we don't, you well, know, I no think, one's owed a seat here.
I think for President Trump, he and Lindsey went at it with each other when he was running the first time. But they became very good friends. Mm. They were, you know, according
to... I always side-eye Lindsey Graham. But I know, Trump had to work with people.
I agree with you. I've always, you know, I've looked at Lindsey Graham with, skeptical glasses on a regular basis. But apparently he and Trump hit it off. They golfed a lot together. They became close friends and confidant. And I think he was doing this to honor Lindsey Graham's memory. But you don't appoint a senator based on that, especially a key position in a very tight Senate race. It looks like we might be able to pick up Michigan. We definitely don't want. I mean, can you imagine the Democrats are going to have a field day with mm-hmm. this if she wins the nomination in South Carolina? So I just think right now Ralph Norman seems to be, I think, the better, more qualified. Yes, he has been in politics for a long time, but there's inexperience can lead to bad decisions. Yeah.
And I'm not opposed to non-politicians. I mean, we say all the time, we want outsiders. We love Trump. He's an outsider. So sometimes you do want someone out of the swamp. But is she outside of the swamp if she's been Lindsey Graham's sister the whole time? You know, we don't really know where she agrees with him and where she doesn't. Now, maybe if she disagrees with him on some things, that might be a good thing. We might actually prefer that. I don't know. But we just don't know. But she's not doing a very good job explaining herself either, or selling herself. So, I, you know, maybe visually she looks nice, looks the part. I guess she has some sort of a local resume in South Carolina. But the whole thing, but just to have someone jammed down everybody's, you know, the voters should decide. So
I agree. Thanks, Kristen. 657. There are 20 blue states, including Maryland, that are suing the Trump administration to shield 17 million commercial driver licenses records and protect illegal alien truck drivers who have killed Americans on the roads, who are endangering Americans on the roads. And, you know, we're trying to get them off the road. And this coalition includes California, New York, Illinois, Washington, Massachusetts, Michigan, Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, Virginia, Maryland, Minnesota, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Maine, just to name a few. There are approximately 17 million drivers in these states. And, again, these CDLs, they're just a lot of these. I would go after the companies as well and make life very rough for some of these companies. But why Maryland will not, turn over voter registration data to the feds to get illegal aliens and non-citizens off the rolls. More on that coming up next hour. And now they're trying to protect illegal alien truck drivers, which are endangering our lives and our roadways. And that is the state of Maryland that has lost all common sense whatsoever. Audiology Associates wanted me to remind you that it is time to get that hearing check, especially if you're age 50 and over. You might want to get that benchmark hearing test so you know where your hearing is right now today. And that way they can watch any changes to your hearing down the road and make sure that, because we do know that loss of hearing can lead to feelings of isolation, and in many cases it can lead to early signs of dementia as well. So want to make sure you take care of your hearing just like you do your vision and your overall health on a regular basis. And no place better than Audiology Associates. 10 locations to serve you, with audiologists standing by right now to make your appointment. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle, empathetic approach to all your hearing issues. And so I would check them out, to call for your appointment as soon as possible, 410-944-3100, or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com to schedule your appointment today. They've helped me and my wife. We were at the Timonium location just a couple of years ago, and you should check them out as well. That's Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Up next, we're going to be on the hook for $110 million for new election machines in Maryland.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It is a Florida blowout victory for Byron Donalds, a resounding win for the Republican congressman in the Florida GOP governor's primary. Donalds, backed by President Trump early on, vows to keep taxes low and protect school choice. He also says he'll stand with law enforcement. Donalds vowing to keep Florida red and to keep Florida free. He'll face off against former Democratic Congressman David Jolly in the general election. Also in Florida, President Trump is applauding the overwhelming primary defeat of Democrat Alexander Vindman. He was a star witness against Mr. Trump in the impeachment proceedings. Vindman took a drubbing at the hands of challenger Democratic Socialist Angie Nixon in the Florida U.S. Senate primary. Nixon will face Republican Senator Ashley Moody in November. President Trump says the United States and Canada have had a meeting of the minds on trade.
Less than 2 hours before he was set to impose 50% tariffs on $20 billion worth of Canadian imports, President Trump announced on social media that the U.S. and Canada have a deal, subject, he writes, to the finalization of documents. Trump's import taxes would have hit about 5% of what Canada ships to the U.S., including products ranging from hockey sticks to tongue depressors. And Canada had threatened to respond in kind. But those sanctions are now delayed, buying time for more negotiations and avoiding, for now, yet another strain in already tense relations between historic allies. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump insists the U.S. is in full control of the Strait of Hormuz, despite Iran's claims to the contrary. Mr. Trump adds that right now, no further talks with Tehran have been scheduled. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are flat. NASDAQ futures down 47 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I'm not one to say I told you so, but I switched to Pure Talk over a year ago, and ever since, I've been telling people there's no better wireless company out there. Well, a few months ago, a massive survey was conducted. 123,000 people were asked to rate their wireless carrier in four categories: coverage, support, data, and overall value. Well, the results are in. Guess which wireless company was the only wireless company to get five stars in every category? Yeah, Pure Talk. Five stars, every category. To celebrate, Pure Talk is offering the first 3 months of any plan for just $15 a month, including their top-tier unlimited plan. No contract, no commitment, just a very inexpensive way to test drive the only American wireless company with five stars in every category. Just dial #250, say micro, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service will take it from there. Again, #250, micro. And yes, I told you so.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. I'm Maggie Hunter in for Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Outer loop of 695 at Delaney Valley. The single left lane is closed. It's back solid to Bel Air Road. Outer loop 695 slows Liberty Road to just past I-70. Southbound 895 and 95 approaching both tunnels. Traffic is back to the split. An outer loop of 695 heavy traffic from 70 to Wilkins Avenue. And 195 northbound busy from Rolling Road to Terminal Road. With traffic and weather first on the threes, I'm Maggie Hunter for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Nice start to your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, a little less humid. We'll see highs in the mid to upper 80s with partly cloudy skies. Tracking our next weather maker as showers and storms return Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
65 degrees in Falston and 64 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Andy Harris says intoxicating hemp products, often called gas station weed, should never be sold to children. Harris says the hemp products are unregulated and widely available, resulting in devastating numbers of children being hospitalized. He says the federal government has failed to act far too long, and he's fighting to change that. Harris says people should know exactly what the products are and how much THC they contain. But right now, it's the Wild West, and Congress must change that. And Washington County Public Schools start on August 25th, and there will be new rules regarding students' personal electronic devices. Beginning this year, students will not be able to access or use their cell phones and other devices during the school day. Devices must be stored in a locker from the first bell through dismissal, including lunchtime and recess. Families should contact the school office if they need to reach a student during the school day. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 361, the pick 4, 2304. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. My guys. Host manager Craig Albernaz taking some criticism this morning for a questionable pitching change he made last night in the O's 3-1 loss to the Yanks. Shane Boz pitching in the seventh had struck out 10. Fastball was still hopping in 98, but he got into a jam. Runners at first and second, one out. Albernaz came out to pull Boz and insert Josh Walker into the game.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Line drive, base hit center field. Jones scores. Lombard scores. Moving to third is Caballero. It's a big two-run single for Grisham.
That was your ballgame. Michael Kay had the call on the YES Network. Trent Grisham's clutch single in the seventh was the difference as the Yanks take game one of an important three-game set from the Birds, 3-1 the final. And the Birds waste another stellar start from Shane Boz. Now, one player whose stock has risen dramatically because of the Eagles game on Saturday night was center Jovan Gwynn for the Ravens, thought to be the third wheel behind Danny Pinter and Ethan Posick. Head coach Jesse Minter was asked if Saturday night's performance has earned Gwynn some additional reps.
It's about how you play, and I thought he played really well. He'll continue to get some opportunities. And so I thought that was a really good showing for him.
And that'll start today in Minnesota, joint practices with the Vikings. Coming up in 30 minutes, some eyebrow-raising comments from Commissioner Goodell. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. That is how you reach us here this morning. AM680 at WCBM.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, bad news from Mayor Scott in that IG ruling. And we'll break it down. And the case has not been dismissed, but the trial is going to continue forward. We'll see what impact that could have on the state of Maryland. The president out with a bombshell on how many actual non-citizens they believe are voting in America. You will might be a little shocked by the number. But our top story here today, at a time when Maryland faces a structural deficit of about $1 billion, I think, in $1.2 billion for 2027. And they're nearly $4 billion by 2030. We're now going to spend $110 million on a brand new election voting machine system here in the state of Maryland. Now, remember, years ago, we used to have the AccuVote system that was all electronic, touchscreen, and Diebold, I think, was the vendor there. And that was found to have been vulnerable to hacking and software glitches. They got rid of that finally in 2007. Now we have leaving a system where we want a voter verifiable paper trail. And I do applaud that. But I don't know if it's necessary to spend $110 million. We spent $250 million. Since 2002 on election software and election machines. And Gary Collins at Spotlight on Maryland at Fox 45 tracked down Jared DeMarinis, the State Board of Elections Administrator, to ask him about these new machines and how much it's going to ultimately cost taxpayers.
So overall, it's the base contract is close to $88 million, and then with all the option periods, it will be under
$110 million.
Yes, but that's also for 10 years worth of service. So, and the current system that we used, which was in operations for the past 11 and a half years, is roughly at $79 million.
Yeah, and but again, that's apparently 13 years old, the current system. But now he's saying the new system will be, they're guaranteeing that for about 10 years. So I just don't. They're saying wear and tear is going to lead to these machines malfunctioning. The only difference I saw, there was a demonstration of these machines, is they're a little faster in scanning and printing out the ballot and then scanning it. I mean, maybe by seconds, maybe improves by 5 to 6 seconds. They claim that's going to reduce long voter lines. I'm sorry, I don't say. I'd like to see a better demonstration of that. Yesterday, the Board of Estimates, with only two voting members, Derek Davis, the treasurer, and Governor Wes Moore, approved the new election machine spending.
I would like to call up item 49, which is a request from the State Board of Elections to award a $84.9 million contract
Election Systems and Software LLC to acquire a new statewide voting system to help to modernize Maryland's election operations and also Maryland's election security.
This coming from the same State Board of Elections that botched the mail-in ballots. You know, we had the ballot mishap is what they called it, and then the printer took the fall for that because they obviously want to keep the contract. So they still haven't answered to that as of yet, and now they're moving on to the next big thing, and that is the election machines. And the Mariners was asked by Gary Collins, you know, with facing these structural deficits, is now the right time to spend $110 million on new election machines?
And I'm sure you've heard the complaints. That is now the right time. The state's facing billions of dollars of deficits in out years. Is now today the right time to roll out a new voting system?
Yes. And, you know, just like, do you have an 11-and-a-half-year-old phone? No.
It's 6 years old.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But, like, right, at one point here, like, when it hits that 11-, 12-year mark, yes, the current equipment is safe and secure. It's been verified. It's great for this election. But in 2 years, you know, that age, the amount of people that are going to, you know, hit on it is going to, you know, make, you know, wear and tear.
First off, he makes the phone comparison. I pay for my own cell phone. Okay, that's coming out of my pocket, not the taxpayers' pockets. So that's a inapt analogy. More coming up on the election machine issue here in just a second. All right, 7:13 traffic weather on the threes with the update now in for Chuck Whitaker. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. The outer loop of the Beltway, a single left lane closed at Delaney Valley Road. That's back solid to Bel Air Road. Outer loop of 695 slows from Liberty Road to past I-70. Southbound 895 and 95 approaching both tunnels are back to the split. And the outer loop of the Beltway, heavy traffic from 70 to Wilkins Avenue. And 195 northbound, Rolling Road to Terminal Road, also very busy at this time. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for your hump day today. Partly cloudy, less humid. Temps in the mid to upper 80s today. Chance of rain returns tomorrow. Right now we're looking at, it's actually cooler today. 68 and sunny in Middle River, 66 in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump doubled down on his push to take control of the strategically vital Strait of Hormuz yesterday, posting a map on Truth Social, labeling the waterway as new U.S. territory. This comes after the expiration of the 60-day U.S.-Iran MOU and expired without a broader agreement to end the conflict. The president said there are no new talks going on right now with Iran, and the Strait of Hormuz is open. Now, it's closed. We have these breathless New York Slimes, the Wall Street Journal, and the rest of them all saying, oh, no, it's closed. It's closed to Iran is who it's closed to. Everybody else that wants to get oil in the Gulf, Oman, Saudi Arabia, et cetera, they can still get their cargo in and out. Iran is being shut off, and right now they're being economically suffocated by the sanctions and by the blockade there. President Trump took a hilarious swipe at Alex Vindman after his stunning primary loss. The retired lieutenant colonel who was National Security Council official became a star witness in the 2019 impeachment circus over that perfectly good call that President Trump referred to in Ukraine. He was defeated last night by a Democrat socialist. Progressive state rep Angie Nixon scored the upset victory there. And President Trump said that, how cool is that? When Vindman got defeated last night. So I know that Wes Moore and Brandon Scott love to credit themselves, pat themselves on the back for the homicide drop in Baltimore and throughout Maryland. It's through no benefit to their juvenile thug policy, that's for sure. But now the stats are coming in on President Trump and what he has done with the FBI and with shutting down the sealing the border and starting to deport mass illegal alien criminals. Violent crime drop is the largest drop on record. Okay. Again, it's just amazing this, and he gets no credit for it. Violent crime is now down about 11% nationwide. Murder and non-negligent manslaughter offenses decreased nearly 20%. Rape offenses down nearly 8%. Aggravated assault figures decreased an estimated 7%. This is nationwide now. Robbery offenses decreased an estimated nearly 19%. So, again, Democrats really should be eating dirt in the polls. The only reason they have any kind of shot is because I think the media, the Democrat media propaganda machine, they lie and they lie and they lie even more. But if they actually told the truth, I think the numbers would be significant. The president has paused the 50% tariffs against Canada that were scheduled to kick in this morning for a three-day period based on the fact that Canada and the U.S., subject to the finalization of documents, have a deal, said the president. The great Keystone XL pipeline, long ago killed by sleepy Joe Biden, may be awoken from the grave. Curious to see how this works out. Apparently there's something about the Keystone XL pipeline in that deal, so we'll have to see. That would be great news for energy for Americans. And finally, the president reportedly will go on a lap of honor around the Freedom 250 Grand Prix Street Circuit. That's the latest that takes place. The race is set to take place on Sunday using a 1.7-mile street circuit that uses part of Pennsylvania Avenue. Takes the field past the iconic Washington landmarks, including the U.S. Capitol building. And according to the New York Post, President Trump's motorcade will make its way around the circuit as part of the festivities leading up to the Grand Prix itself, which is being held to celebrate the nation's 250th anniversary. And again, Oprah has weighed in on Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz after their pro-Trump politics. She's kind of washed her hands. She said, everybody has their own path of life, and it has not one thing to do with me. I don't have one thing to do with them. After launching first Dr. Phil and then Dr. Oz, both have come on to support President Trump in various stages. I guess as he's willing to take credit for Barack Hussein Obama, but not Drs. Phil and Oz. That is very ironic and funny. That's the way it went down. 576 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, it's coming up on 720. You can join us here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you'd like care to join us, or AM680 at WCBM.com, or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Still to come here on the program, Dan Cox, Republican gubernatorial candidate, is going to join us at the top of the hour. His reaction to that fake poll that came out last week. Also, we'll talk about the affordability crisis, get his thoughts on the FBI building here in Maryland, that tussle that is broken out this week as well. And much more. Get an update on his campaign as well. 720, you're listening to Casey and Company. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman there for you should you ever need them. And that is something that is serious accidents resulting in serious injury. And Michael and his firm, Marcia, of course, his lovely wife, and Stephen, his son, Rachel Alpert Friedman, his daughter-in-law. These are the attorneys that you would get when you go see Michael Friedman. It's not a big firm. It's not a huge firm. You get lost in the firm. You get lost like a number deep inside a firm. This is a boutique-sized firm, and they do very, very well over the last 40 years. They've helped a number of WCBM listeners. They help immediate family members of mine and other WCBM employees as well as listeners. And so remember the name of the Law Office of Michael A. Freeman. For serious accidents or slip and fall accidents, whatever the case may be, they've been named one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland over the last decade or so. And that's because they prioritize your recovery. That is number one priority, that you get better. You recover, get back to your family, back to your job, back to running your business, all the other priorities in life. And they take care of everything else, from insurance issues to medical issues to if your vehicle's been totaled, they take care of everything. So remember the name, Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848, or you can go online at maflaw.com.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
No, no. notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Seven twenty-two minutes after the hour. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, President Trump's a bombshell. We hear how many non-citizens voted in 2020 election, in the 2020 election alone, and how many records need to be analyzed to get the full picture. It is mind-boggling. We'll hear from a Michigan whistleblower that says that there are non-citizens on the voter rolls in that state. We recently found non-citizens in Pennsylvania, Jersey, 6,600. Virginia had like close to 6,000 non-citizen voters, so we'll get to that and how we can fix that problem once and for all. And still to come, of course, the mayor suffers a loss in the judge ruling that the Inspector General's lawsuit over access to city records can proceed, thus dealing the Mayor Scott a devastating loss. And, of course, the trial continues, but I don't think it's going to end well for Mayor Scott. We'll see. 7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, in for Chuck Whitaker this morning. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A minor crash has a single lane closed on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at 193. That's back to 95. And the outer loop of the Beltway, a single left lane remains closed at Delaney Valley Road. That's backing solid to Bel Air Road. Outer loop of 695, slow from Liberty Road to just past 70. The throughways, the 895 and 95 approaching both tunnels, are back to the split. And the outer loop of 695, once again, heavy from 70 out to Wilkins Avenue. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It's partly cloudy, less humid, temps in the mid to upper 80s today. Chance of rain back at us tomorrow here on in the Baltimore metro area. Right now we're looking at a cooler morning. It's 67 and sunny in Columbia, 66 in Owings Mills. So we're talking Maryland voting machines at a time where structural deficits, financial, recipe for disaster, second worst economy in the country, massive tax increases, vehicle fees, you name it. They found a way to spend additional taxpayer money on voting machines. And this is the third time we've switched out the voting system since 2002.
Well, I can't really talk about the ones predating it, but I think now we, as Maryland, we are a paper-based voting system. And with that, we'll always remain paper. And I think at the end, regardless of what you talk about, all the issues about ballot integrity or the election results, when you have the paper, you can always check it, because then you have something that the voter verified and actually cast themselves, and that's important.
Yeah, that's important to make sure that you can check it after the vote has been cast, but who's checking it before the votes are cast? Who's checking the ballots to make sure that they have been accurately printed and they're going to be mailed and get to the desired voter? That is on your watch, and to entrust somebody like Jared DeMarinis. And there was an evaluation committee they referenced in the article in the at Fox 45 on their website this morning. And I'm wondering, who's on that evaluation committee? What experts, quote-unquote, are looking at the election system? And why does it always seem to be the same election company, ES&S, except for Diebold? And they were again, kicked to the curb because of the software glitches and election security. But I just think that they're not doing their job. And yet, here they are throwing more tax dollars to it. Yeah, look, our system was working. It may have been slower than the new system, but it was working. So why get rid of that system is the question. Let's go to Steve in Reisterstown. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Just real quick on the deficit. Who's going to pay back the $580 million in the digital tax that's got to go back to people?
As I understand it, they collected the tax and it stays in escrow or it's in a fund. They weren't able to spend it based on the lawsuit, so it hasn't been spent yet. I think the only thing we would be concerned about is the interest they've been ordered to repay on that $536 million, whatever it is. Maybe it's...
What about the... remember they did that with the college funds, that people could put it into a
right.
fund and... They never got their money back either.
No, they didn't, because it went vanish in thin air. But it's a good point,
yeah.
Steve.
All right. See ya.
Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate that. Gene is in Towson. Hello, Gene.
How you doing this morning, buddy?
We're doing okay, thanks.
Yeah, tell Maggie's there.
Yeah?
just tell her I love her laugh. She just cracks me up.
Okay.
And I was saying how fast the lottery can tell you who hit, not who hit, but a number had hit that night. I think we should try to be using that company that makes those lottery machines. I think that might be a really good thing.
Yeah.
You?
I do. And the similarity is, you know, elections here in Maryland are a gamble anyway, so I think that might be right up their alley. You know, it's a
That's
good...
true. And you said something about Rosie O'Donnell getting on the Tonight Show or something?
She was guest hosting for Jimmy Kimmel, who was on, I guess, vacation for a while.
Well, I heard she drowned.
Yeah. She drowned?
Yes, she drowned. They said she was found face down in Ricky Lake.
Oh, come on, man. All right, thanks for that. Jeez. All right, Barbara's in South Carolina.
Oh, that was wishful thinking on the part of that young man that just said about Rosie O'Donnell. I think that was wishful thinking. Hello from the Palmetto State. I'm telling you, I love it, Sean. It was 100 degrees yesterday.
Wow.
But I still love it. Listen, what difference does it make what machines you use in Maryland when you don't have voter ID? You don't know who's voting anyway.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's why we need the Save America Act.
There you go. Get the ID going and just do paper ballots and get on with it like everybody else who's doing good votes, like Florida.
Yeah, it's amazing. You need IDs for everything else but voting these days. I mean, you need to get into any kind of function where the governor's at. You know, they check your ID.
Well, I got to tell you, Sean, you should see how the teenagers are down here. They're really decent.
Oh, really? Well behaved?
Open doors for little old ladies and mm-hmm. stuff. That's what they do down here. Because you know what? If they go rampaging through Hilton Head Beach, they're going to get locked up. And in South Carolina, that's a long time.
Yeah. Listen, I got about a minute left. I wanted to get your thoughts on Darlene Graham versus Ralph Norman. Where do you see that going?
Well, I don't know. I told President Trump. I told him on Truth Social. It was a nice gesture. She was out of her depth. She, you know, at the dinner table, fine. In politics, you got to get down and know what you're doing. And she just didn't know. I feel sorry for her, really. But Ralph Norman should have been his guy from jump.
Yep.
In my opinion.
Yep, I would agree with that.
You know, I'll take them all. We're all Republicans down here. I'll take them.
All right. They're a little swampy, though, aren't they, Barbara?
Some of them a little swampy, but you know what? It's okay. I can live with this swamp better than I can live with that one up there.
Now that you're down there, you're going to clean out the swamp, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know. It's going to be fun to be on the winning side when I'm out there campaigning.
There you go.
Putting myself out there like that, you know, it's going
good
to be
point.
A good cause.
That is a good point. Thanks, Barbara,
right.
for the
They're
call.
Win.
You have a great day. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate that.
You too.
Barbara is now relocated in the Palmetto State of South Carolina, so good to hear from her. All right, still to come, we'll take a look at that bombshell election revelation from President Trump. Dan Cox joins us at 8 o'clock. Stick with us here on Casey and Company. It's time for the latest news at 7:30 with Maggie Hunter.
Well, thanks. Good morning. Wicomico County has launched a website to give residents, businesses, property owners, community organizations, and others information and opportunities to take part in an update of the county's comprehensive plan. The website serves as a central hub for the planning process, meeting information, and ways to share input. County officials say community participation will be a key part of the planning process. And Talbot County Public Schools will be starting a weapons detection screening pilot at student athletic events this fall. All home varsity football games at Easton High School and all varsity soccer games at St. Michael's Middle High School will implement the screening that includes a walkthrough weapons detection system. In addition, students cannot bring backpacks, book bags, or other large bags into the venue. Bags carried by adults are allowed but are subject to security screening and inspection. And Fox 45 asked, have I been flocked? It's a question, but now also a website that gives you more information about flock cameras and searches. Haveibeenflocked.com is a nonprofit funded by the Alternative News Weekly Foundation. The website tells you if your license plate has gone through flock searches. Once you enter your license plate number, you can see if you and your vehicle have been a part of a search. According to the website, it only displays searches from audit logs we've obtained through
public records request. And the Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Office of the Attorney General identified the man who was fatally shot and the officer involved in Saturday's police-involved shooting in Bel Air. The man was identified as 57-year-old Francisco Aparicio Munoz of Bel Air. The involved officer was identified as Officer Christopher Birch of the Bel Air Police Department. Officials said Birch has served 2 months with the BAPD and has 3 years of law enforcement experience. He's currently assigned to the Uniform Patrol Division. It's 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
A minor crash closes a single lane on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at 193. That's back to 95. The outer loop of 695, that single left lane remains closed at Delaney Valley Road. That's back solid to Bel Air Road. Outer loop of 695 slows Liberty Road to just past I-70. And 895 and 95 southbound approaching both tunnels are backing to the split. And the outer loop of the Beltway, heavy traffic from 70 to Wilkins Avenue. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Nice start to your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, a little less humid. We'll see highs in the mid to upper 80s with partly cloudy skies. Tracking our next weather maker as showers and storms return Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A couple of bright spots in the O's disheartening 3-1 loss to the Yanks last night. Shane Boz delivered again for Baltimore, pitching into the seventh, striking out 10. And Kobe Mayo displaying his potential once again.
On 2-0, Kobe carves it to left. It will stay fair. A slicing drive for Kobe Mayo, who continues to massacre lefties.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Mayo's 17th homer of the year, tied it at 1 in the third. But the O's bats would go silent from there in a 3-1 loss, pushing the Birds back one game in the wild card race. In fact, there are six teams within one game of one another. Now, Mayo may be crushing lefties, 13 homers and a .292 batting average this year, but righties not so much. Listen to this, four home runs, batting just .171. Meanwhile, you remember this guy, don't you?
High drive, way down the line. Oh, yeah. Is it going to be fair? It is! It's gone! And we are tied up! Hadley with his first blast as a member of the Red Sox.
Yes, indeed. Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network. Adley Rutschman breaking out of hibernation. Started 1-for-17 with the Bo Sox. Now 4-for-his-last-9. A homer and 3 driven in last night as the Red Sox crushed the D-backs. 9-4 was the final at Fenway Park. More from Ravens defensive lineman Calais Campbell at the mic yesterday before the Ravens departed from Minnesota. Asked what it felt like for a 19-year veteran of the NFL to be coached by a first-year head coach.
Yeah, I mean, Jesse's a phenomenal coach. You know, the messaging has been incredible. You know, I think, you know, as a player, especially an old, wise player, you know, a lot of times, you know, you kind of, like, you know, you have things you want to hear from coaching staffs. And, you know, I mean, this coaching staff has kind of been hitting on everything that I felt like as a player we need to hear.
Coming into the season, by the way, Campbell with 117 career sacks, 25th all-time in the National Football League. And finally, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell with some eyebrow-raising comments to a German media outlet, no less, outlined here on the Greg Hill Show on WEEI in Boston.
He went on with a German radio show on RTL with Marcus Kuhn and said, at some point, there will indeed be NFL teams outside the USA, and that there will definitely be international cities that will host the Super Bowl.
The exact comment by Goodell was, and this is a quote, there are definitely international cities that could host something like that, but we would like to see an NFL team in such a city first. The time now is 7:37. When we return, leave our NFL alone.
Contractors, Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money. That's why it helps to know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround times, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets, granite, quartz, and quartzite. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
Can you imagine the English Premier League placing a soccer team in New York?
No. It just, I don't see that happening. Again, they play with friendlies here and so on and so forth, but I don't see an actual franchise here.
So he'd rather have a team in Frankfurt as opposed to San Diego or St. Louis or Portland.
Yeah.
Or Oakland.
Well, this is now, he's hoping this is an international game. I look at Goodell. I think Pete Rozelle was the last great NFL commissioner.
No doubt.
That we had. The last two have been horrifying. But you look at this, I think a number of his decisions are blowing up in his face. Number one, you look at, I think the streaming decision. Until they get that technology to where it's buffer-free, it's a lot of people complaining about putting a lot of those games on Netflix and, and Prime and so on and so forth. Not everybody has access to them. I think you look at the extension of the season. Now to 17. I'm guessing 18.
Sure, they're going to go to 18.
They're going to go to 18 games. I just think that's a mistake. And I think you look at this. I don't think we need international. You can play these games in these other cities, but to have a franchise
and then to have a Super Bowl
I think you are basically diluting the game now.
And eventually the Super Bowl is going to be on a streamer. It's right. Not going to be free anymore. Right, that's obvious. And also, whatever the politics of football, whatever happened to end racism? Remember how they used to have it on the white in the back of the end zone during the Biden administration when it was all the red? What? So the end of racism is ended now? You're no more for end? If you're going to do that, right, how do you stop that?
Well, they should have stayed out of it to begin with.
Exactly.
Again, we don't go to the games. You don't go to the games to get lectures from NFL officials and the front office of the NFL and about politics. It's like when you go to a concert. You go to the Springsteen concert. The last thing you want to hear is him ranting against Trump.
And if you really cared about your player's safety, why don't you put grass in every single stadium?
Yeah. Stop spending the money on these international games and put grass in every single, make it mandatory.
Exactly.
Every stadium have natural grass on it. And there's still injuries that occur, but it's much better for the players than the turf.
You got it.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Where do you hear this? This is just an incredible number. By the way, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. President Trump dropped a massive Truth Social bombshell yesterday, revealing that the U.S. Census Bureau has begun cross-checking the 2020 voter records against citizenship data, and the early results are devastating for the stolen election narrative. In a post that I think should send shockwaves through the deep state and the corporate media, And the Senate leadership, Thune the buffoon et al., they've spent years gaslighting us, gaslighting the American people. Here's what Trump wrote. The Census Bureau has begun checking the voter records from 2020 against their citizenship records. On the first 128 million voters, the Census Bureau proved that over 24,000 non-citizens voted illegally. The Census Bureau is going to analyze the next 32 million voters, and this number will explode. I won the election. We must pass the Save America Act. Thank you for your attention into this matter. 168 million ballots were cast, 128 million voter records linked to U.S. citizens, 24,000 plus linked to non-citizens. And we still got 32 million that have to be analyzed. And these are no U.S. birth record, no record of becoming a citizen, no U.S. passport, no government citizenship record, no other proof of citizenship. And so we have green card non-citizens voting, visas issued to non-citizens, foreign student non-citizens voting, DACA non-citizen approval, non-citizen code held by certain agencies. And this is how they are tracking this. So it is a problem. In Michigan, a sheriff in Berry County, Dar Leaf is his name, he is now speaking. He spoke with a whistleblower who worked at a Michigan Secretary of State's office, Jocelyn Benson, and he dropped a major bombshell that should make every United States senator who's been resisting the idea of signing on to the Save America Act, maybe they should change their minds.
It's a beautiful Tuesday morning here in Berry County, Michigan. I'm Sheriff Dar Leaf. An employee of the Michigan Secretary of State's office reported to me that non-citizens are automatically registered to vote when they change their address. The confidential informant provided evidence that the customer and automotive record system is programmed to congratulate and inform non-citizens that they are registered to vote. When the confidential informant provided proof to her supervisor that non-citizens are automatically registered to vote, the supervisor stated that the county clerk would identify the non-citizenship status. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, this is not true. The county clerk has given access to the qualified voter roll after the Secretary of State registers a person to vote. The qualified voter roll does not designate a citizenship status. Once a person is registered to vote, they have the ability to receive a mail-in ballot or vote at the poll with their ID card. The polls do not verify citizenship status. My office has referred this matter for investigation to the United States Department of Justice of conspiracy to violate 18 U.S.C. 611 and place non-citizens on the qualified voter roll and in the jury pool. Additionally, I am asking the Michigan legislature to use its resources to remedy the illegal voter registration and placement in the jury pool immediately. My office encourages witnesses with additional evidence of non-citizens receiving automatic voter registration to report this evidence to my office or to your local sheriff. You know this is wrong. It's time to act. Have a good day.
Yeah. Well, it's not a good day in America when we have non-citizens voting. Thank God for these whistleblowers that are trying to get the story out, get the truth out. And now we know it. This is a problem much worse than we originally anticipated. 743, we need your contestant right now for Choose Your Fake News. 410-922-6680 is the number. In for Chuck Whitaker this morning, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. That single left lane remains closed on the outer loop of the Beltway at Delaney Valley Road. It's back solid to Bel Air Road and creeping past at this time. Minor crash closes a single lane on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. That's at 193. Traffic back to 95. Outer loop of the Beltway is slow Liberty Road to just past 70. 895 southbound and 95 approaching both tunnels are backing to the split. And the outer loop of the Beltway, heavy traffic from 70 out to Wilkins Avenue. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We're still looking for that contestant, so this is your last chance. 410-922-6680 is the number. Give us a call right now. Get to match wits with at least Maggie and Kristen. Chuck has got the morning off today. So your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Partly cloudy, less humid. Temperatures today will be in the mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and or storms that return, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. And on Friday, we should dry out. It should be pretty nice. Right now, it is sunny and 73 in Annapolis. It is 67 under sunny skies in Reisterstown. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today. Of course, we've got WCBM merchandise up for grabs, I should say. All sorts of goodies, souvenirs, again, as we go to Maggie's drawers is where we go for all these, what do they call them?
Keepsakes.
Trinkets, keepsakes.
Sure.
You know, little good stuff, little things you could, memorabilia. little plastic models of beavers, since that's been the animal of the summer. So far this
I think
year.
It should be the new state mascot.
That's right. What is the state mascot? Does anybody know?
Is it a turtle? Yeah. No. What is the state? What is the Maryland state mascot?
Do we have a mascot? Or what do you mean animal?
I mean animal.
I know we have a sport. Jousting.
Maybe the terrapin.
Jousting is our sport. Maybe it is the terrapin. You know?
He should joust right up the road from me.
You know, the Diamondback.
They don't do it anymore. Right. Sadness.
All right, Mason in Catonsville is our contestant. Good morning, Mason.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, or third?
I'll go third.
Okay, good luck to you. Hear your stories today. In the latest manifestation of woke incorporated on our campuses, University of Michigan in Ann Arbor will begin covering first semester letter grades for first-year students in its College of Political Science, and they're offering a 15-credit undergraduate and graduate credentials in anti-Trump and anti-MAGA studies. So, again, it is believed to be the first campus to offer that.
And what campus is that again?
The University of Michigan. And a big school. Real big school. Story two, a New York town facing legal trouble after elected leaders said it was okay to display Islamic symbols in the public square, but not Christian symbols. The ACLJ has filed a federal lawsuit accusing officials in Brighton, New York, of violating the First Amendment after refusing to allow Christian residents to erect the traditional nativity scene. But they did allow the Ramadan banner in the during the Muslim holy month. And story number three, far-left Reddit moderators, that is the social media's reading kind of a gathering place, they've banned Sophie Cunningham's name after she stood up for women and girls' voices in a popular stance against men, biological men, in women's sports. Reddit editors now flag Sophie's name whenever it is mentioned and automatically delete it from posts. All right, so story one, University of Michigan offering an anti-Trump, anti-MAGA studies course, 15 credit. Story two, New York town bans Christians but not Muslims from erecting displays in public. Or story three, Reddit moderators are editing Sophie's name out of posts. All right, we'll start with Maggie.
Oh, of course, because you are so trying to break my streak. For once, I was doing well. This is tough.
You have a lot of confidence in yourself, don't you?
I'm tired, okay?
Yes, you've been pulling double duty here this morning.
Yeah.
Well, so to speak.
No comment at this time. I'm going to have to go with, I'm taking too long. Somebody throw me a line.
That's okay.
I'm going to go with the University of Michigan.
All right. Story number one, Michigan and the anti-Trump studies. Mm-hmm. Kristen?
That's what you want to
hear. Hang on a second, Mason.
Yeah, I was originally leaning towards the University of Michigan, only because I feel like they can't be the first to have an anti-Trump course. I would think somebody else would have beat them to it. But I don't know how Reddit is as woke as they are. I think that would be, I mean, their whole site is based on talking in threads and social media and comments. So I don't know how they would do that. So I'm going to say number three.
All right, Krista goes for his three. I'm Mason.
I'm going to go number one.
Number one?
Right.
All right. Nobody votes for story number two. That is, not shocking anymore that they allow the Islamic Ramadan banner, but not a nativity scene in Brighton, New York. Story number one got a couple of votes, and that's because it's fake news.
Oh.
Maggie and Mason are victorious today, and Kristen just missed it by this.
Congratulations, Mason.
Mason, congratulations. Put you on hold tight to get your prize. See, you were whining and complaining about going first, and you won anyway.
Yes, I did.
Okay. And now you're going to gloat.
I'm gloating.
Whiny Maggie to gloating Maggie.
Oh, I'm gloating.
Yes, you are. You are the gloat.
Major gloat of cheer.
All right, 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let me tell you about our good friends. If you're a grill master, if your backyard setup is looking a little tired these days, worn out, you want to upgrade and renew, Town Appliance and Wings Mills, where you should head. They've just extended their biggest event of the year now through the end of August. You have up your game with the absolute best outdoor brands in the business, Heston and Weber, Coyote, Exo, and Lennox, everything you need to build your ultimate backyard oasis. Town Appliance has over 70 top brands, and both mayors are ready to help you find the perfect fit for your grilling needs. Plus, they offer flexible financing options as well. Make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters. Visit townappliance.com for more information.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market, so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is not the king, but the queen of all traffic.
Oh, thank you.
Maggie Hunter.
And the good news is all lanes are now open on the outer loop at Delaney Valley, but traffic is still backing to Bel Air Road. That minor crash still has a single lane on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at 93 back to 95. Heavy on the outer loop of 695, that's Liberty Road to 70. 895 southbound and 95 as you approach both tunnels, that still stop and go back to the split. And the outer loop of the Beltway, heavy traffic from 70 onto Wilkins Avenue. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, Eddie has written in saying that Maryland State Animals, the Chesapeake Bay Retriever.
Thank you.
Designated as the official dog of the state in 1964.
Wow.
So there you have it.
Now we know it.
All right. I thought the Baltimore Oriole would be right up there, but apparently not. All right. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, less humid temperatures in the mid to upper 80s today. Right now we're looking at just a nice morning. It's cooler, sunny, and it is, about 74 in Ocean City, a little warmer there, 70 in downtown Baltimore. And a former federal inspector general says the Baltimore judge's ruling in the escalating legal battle between City Hall and the inspector general Isabel Cumming amounts to a major victory for the inspector general Isabel Cumming. And raises some serious questions about the actions of the city law department, and the city solicitor Ebony Thompson, and Mark Lee Greenblatt, saying that this decision was good for one and bad for the other.
This was as good a decision as the inspector general could have possibly hoped for, and on the flip side, as bad a decision as the mayor had feared.
Yeah, and that there are serious problems in the. For the mayor and the city law department in the judge's ruling.
The opinion, this is by senior judge Pamela White, went out of its way to identify serious problems with city solicitor and what the judge concluded was a conflict of interest, one of several conflicts of interest by the city solicitor in this case.
You know, one of the questions I think that gets raised here is who's driving the bus? Is it Mayor Scott or is it the city law department? Who's taking, I'm guessing here that the mayor is, you know, he's not wanting to give up the innermost workings of his Monzie and the safe streets and the sidestep, perhaps even, you know, the $51,000 of city allocated funds to Hannah Scott, as has been reported here in the last couple of weeks. But that does drive the question as to who is, you know, the driving force in all of this.
Is the mayor driving driving the law department to come up with bad arguments, or is the law department, city solicitor, giving him bad legal advice? We just don't know.
Another question is about a conflict that the city solicitor, Ebony Thompson, she's a former lawyer at Venable, which I think most of the city solicitors, or the last several of them, have come from that law firm. But again, this should be concerning for the city solicitor and the law department itself.
They have themselves in a very bad situation here, where the judge is not only rejecting their arguments on the merits, but is really coming to hard conclusions about the city solicitor and her role in this case and in the handling of the investigation, the document requests, and the subpoenas.
Yeah, according to Judge White's ruling, the subpoenas sent to the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement were heavily redacted by the law department based on concerns involving the MPI, the Maryland Public Information Act, and what they said were attorney-client privilege. The judge wrote the law department's actions were materially limiting OIG's ability to advance its own investigatory decisions. The judge then identified what she described as a direct conflict. The city solicitor would not secure independent counsel for the OIG to enforce its subpoenas, while the law department was simultaneously restricting or resisting Monzi's response to those subpoenas. She wrote, "Such refusal to honor OIG's independent subpoena authority is the first of several conflicts of interest of the city solicitor upon determining to represent both the mayor and the OIG in their dispute," according to the judge. Yes, yeah, should have recused and had an independent, person go through those. But what's the greater question here, the larger issue, is what's going to happen to the MPIA? Now, it is still possible that this trial is going to go. I think it's probably going to go Isabel Cummings' way, but you never know. But if it doesn't, this would have very negative ramifications for all of the jurisdictions in the state of Maryland.
This MPIA issue is very, very significant, not just in this case, but for all Maryland taxpayers, for the other IGs in Maryland, and for the taxpayers in Maryland. I would be very heartened by this ruling.
Yeah, we've had issues with, in fact, Baltimore County's IG just issued its first report in 7 months. That's out today. Maybe we have time. We'll get to that in the next hour or so. Coming up next, Dan Cox is going to join us, so stay tuned for that. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty. And Vinny, I wanted me to remind you that he's been doing this for over 20 years in the Baltimore area and Maryland and southern Pennsylvania. And he has built this database of nearly 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase a home. It's one of the reasons why he can make the guarantee that once you agree on asking price, and when you want to sell your home at a time frame in that window, and you sign the contract, your home is sold. It's guaranteed by Vinny. And he does that because of the database. And if he doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, he buys it from you. He pays you in cash at market rates. So, again, here's what the number to call. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 for Vinny Steele, who sells 3% faster for 3% more money in your pocket as well. Or you can check him out at VinnySteele.com. Make sure you tell him I told you to call. Busy hour next hour. Dan Cox is going to join us at the top of the hour. Hartford County Executive Bob Cassily after the 8:30 news right here on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Primary voters in Florida have chosen a Democratic Socialist over the establishment-backed candidate in the Democrat U.S. Senate primary. State lawmaker Angie Nixon soundly defeated Alexander Vindman. President Trump is cheering the defeat of Vindman, who was a chief witness at the Trump impeachment proceedings. Nixon and GOP Senator Ashley Moody will face off in November. Backed by President Trump early on, Congressman Byron Donalds has won the Republican governor's primary in Florida, saying he's committed to keeping Florida red and free. He also vows to keep taxes low and to protect school choice, adding that he'll have law enforcement's back. President Trump is getting something he asked for.
South Korea has said U.S.-South Korean joint drills will be sharply scaled back and will end on Friday, not August the 27th, as originally planned. The agreement to cut down the drills came at the request of the U.S. President Donald Trump had ordered cuts to the drills just before they began on Monday. Trump cited what he said was a good relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korea's refusal to join the U.S. war against Iran. I'm Karen Shemas.
If you ordered something from Amazon in the not-too-distant future, your package may be coming down from above. Millions more people will be able to get smaller, lightweight packages delivered by drones by year's end. Amazon is planning to expand airborne shipping to the suburbs of almost 500 American cities by the end of the year. Strong fiscal second quarter for retailer Target, with new merchandise, more foot traffic, and a $994 million tariff refund, boosting Target's bottom line. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 55 points, NASDAQ futures down 72. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Progressive presents the Museum of You.
We begin our tour with a unique piece, a relic from the early big screen television era. Remarkable. Next, we find a juicer, which historians believe has only ever been used once. And finally, compact discs from the emo era. A rare find indeed.
Some things should be history, but until then, you could protect what's important to you and save by bundling your auto insurance with a renter's policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hey, y'all, I'm Willie Robertson.
And I'm Corey Robertson.
We partnered with Echo. It's a new platform, not just streaming.
Movies and series that are safe for your family.
Echo!
I love a podcast.
Plus, Echo Daily Devotionals.
Echo.
Hey, Willie, what is Echo?
Echo is my pet squirrel.
Okay, yeah. Echo is not just faith-friendly, it is faith-driven.
Be a part of something better.
Echo.
Echo.
It's where I want to be.
That's EKKL.com.
Subscribe now.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes. All lanes now open at the outer loop at Delaney Valley Road, but traffic is still backing to Bel Air Road. The inner and outer loop of the Beltway shows a minor slowdown at the 83 JFX. And heavy on the outer loop of the Beltway, Liberty Road to 70. Southbound 895 and 95 approaching both tunnels are backing to the split. And the outer loop of the Beltway, heavy traffic from 70 to Wilkins Avenue. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Nice start to your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, a little less humid. We'll see highs in the mid to upper 80s with partly cloudy skies. Tracking our next weather maker as showers and storms return Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
68 degrees in Hempstead and 73 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a former federal inspector general says a Baltimore judge's ruling in the escalating legal battle between City Hall and its own watchdog amounts to a major victory for Inspector General Isabel Mercedes Cumming, while raising serious questions about the actions of the Baltimore City Law Department and City Solicitor Ebony Thompson. Friday, Judge Pamela White denied Mayor Brandon Scott and the City Council's motion to dismiss the lawsuit, which was filed by Cumming and her Office of Inspector General Advisory Board. The lawsuit centers on the independence of the OIG, its access to city records, and the city's handling of subpoenas. And a man accused of urinating on a family at a Morgan Wallen concert last month has been successfully extradited to Maryland and will appear in court on Tuesday. And Baltimore City fire crews battled a house fire in North Baltimore on Tuesday night. There was significant damage to the home at 2803 Ruscom Lane. The winning Maryland lottery number pick three was 361, the pick four, 2304. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shaw and Shamik Shaw with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05 are brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. O's took a step back last night with a 3-1 loss to the Yanks at Camden Yards. The Birds' bats, except for a solo blast by Kobe Mayo, listless, just 4 hits off 6 Yankee pitchers, shut out over 5 innings by the Yankee bullpen. After the game, manager Albernez on what's important now for Baltimore.
The wins and losses like feel different right now, but it's also, it's been our mantra all year is to turn the page quickly and focus on the next day. So it's nothing new for these guys in this clubhouse. We'll be ready to go tomorrow and go out there and compete.
Birds will send Chris Bassett opposite Will Warren tonight at 6:35 p.m. Meanwhile, the best player in baseball last night was on the field in New York.
Fly ball to right field. To the corner goes Fernando. At the wall, he leaps at Fernando! Yeah! Makes the grab! Oh! Oh, Nando up into the air, brings it down.
Don Orsillo had the call on Padres TV. Fernando Tatis Jr. robbing Francisco Lindor of a grand slam and then hitting a pair of home runs himself, leading San Diego to a 5-2 win over the Mets. Ravens introduced first-year D-line coach Lou Esposito to the media yesterday in Owings Mills. Esposito followed Jesse Minter at Michigan after Minter's defense won a national championship in 2023. The D-line coach was asked to single out one thing that impresses him most about Minter.
And he has an unbelievable memory. Like, he can recite plays from games 4, 5, 6 years ago. Hey, they did this, so we had to do this. So, I mean, he's awesome. He's a wizard. And, you know, I'm a better coach being with him.
And so, with Esposito on a roll, he was asked about the defensive coordinator, Anthony Weaver.
He has been, like, glue to me since I got here. I haven't known him long. I met him a few times, had the opportunity to sit down and talk with him. And when you talk defensive line play, especially with Coach Weave, he is elite. Like,
sounds like a guy from New York. Coming up in 30 minutes, are the Lakers being sold or not? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. A lot of controversy over the state mascot. There is no official state mascot, we're told, but there is a state bird. That's the Baltimore Oriole. The state reptile is Wes Moore. I'm just kidding. It is the Diamondback Turtle, the state reptile, but not a state mascot. And then apparently the state dog is the Chesapeake Bay Retriever. So what should the mascot be? The rhino. That's good, Kristen. The rhino and the jackass. Okay, how about that? All right, we're scheduled to speak with Dan Cox, but we have not been able to connect with him as of yet, so we'll see what happens there. But a 22-year-old man accused of killing 2 teenagers in Essex earlier this month appeared in court yesterday for a bail review. Court records show that following his arrest Monday, DeAndre Antoine Neal, facing 2 first-degree murder charges in the Baltimore County court system. Both of his victims were 19 years of age. And again, we just look at Maryland law. Is when it comes to juveniles, it's awful. When it comes to the juvenile, the records of some of these individuals, then that's even worse. Okay, we're told that Dan had something come up suddenly, and he's not able to join us here today, so he'll be with us tomorrow at some point, hopefully. But you look at it, and I'm looking at this guy, and thanks to Marty for sending this over my way here this morning, a number of these charges, and you wonder, This going back, all the way back to, I think, 20, I don't know how many longer ago it was, 2022. Anyway, he was charged with trespassing on posted property, which is not a big deal. But armed robbery is. He was charged in August of 2024, and pled guilty. That was the plea there. This is Judge Cahill. So that's armed robbery. And, again, that was in 20. That was 2 years ago. 2 years ago, he was charged with the unlawful taking of a motor vehicle. I would think that would be car theft, but maybe not. Is that something? You just, do you have access to the vehicle and you took it without somebody's permission? I don't know what that charge means. But anyway, so you've got the armed robbery. You've got the unlawful taking of a vehicle in that particular case from this individual. And that that was steaded, that charge. And again, that unauthorized removal of a motor vehicle is a misdemeanor. As I said, that was that charge was steaded. Again, we have another charge, rogue and vagabond misdemeanor. Guilty plea there was, what was it? Guilty plea, just said probable cause. So that was steaded as well. And then we have, again, this armed robbery that we talked about from Judge Cahill. So 2 years ago, he pleads guilty to armed robbery. How's this guy out in 2 years' time? You know, you just understand it. I mean, you catch these people, the police catch these individuals, and they're found guilty, and they're sentenced, but then all of a sudden they're roaming the streets again.
Sure, and then they just keep doing it again, and the same pattern goes on and on.
He escalated from armed robbery to murder in the state of Maryland. This is our criminal justice. It's not just our juvenile justice system is broken. Our criminal justice system is entirely broken.
They stick them on probation. That doesn't matter either. Oh, that's
two
an
teens
alternative to prison.
In Essex were murdered by a guy who should never have been on the street. Thanks to Judge Cahill. Got some explaining to do, Judge. Let's see if that happens or not. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update now. Chuck Whitaker is out today, feeling a little under the weather. And Maggie Hunter's got the update for us.
Thanks. Good morning. All lanes are open on the outer loop at Delaney Valley Road from that earlier incident, but traffic is all the way back to White Marsh Boulevard. The inner and outer loop of the Beltway shows a minor slowdown, as always, at the 83 JFX. And heavy on the outer loop, 695 Liberty to 70. Southbound 895 and 95 approaching both tunnels. As usual, back to the split. And the outer loop of the Beltway, heavy traffic from 70 a little past Wilkins Avenue. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, less humid. Temps going to be in the mid to upper 80s today. Chance of showers returns tomorrow here on the program and in the area. And by Friday, we should be drying out. So it should be a nice kind of a sandwich here with some bad weather, but a couple of nice days. Right now, sunny, 69 in Reisterstown, 75 degrees in Ocean City. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, our national anthem, it's time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by, of course, Dr. Learfield at the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-7000. 1100. We were introducing all 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. We have met all 56. I hope you enjoyed the series over the last 2 months or so. There was one question that was raised by one of our listeners about one of the signers, because in our introduction we say none of the 56 signatories ever renounced the cause of independence of their own free will. And one of our listeners has said that he thought that Richard Stockton did receive a pardon, and as part of that, from the British, renounced the Declaration of Independence. And we have done some copious research on that subject, and here is what we found. That the British invaded New Jersey, and Richard Stockton rushed home and moved his family to a home of a friend 30 miles from Princeton. He was captured there November 30th, 1776, by loyalists in the dead of night, dragged from his bed, marched in freezing weather, clad only in a nightshirt and breeches. He was turned over to the British and jailed in Perth Amboy first, then sent on to prison in New York. The darkest days of his life were spent locked in irons, starving and shivering in the cold winter of 76-77 in the notorious Provost Prison in New York City. Conditions were horrific in that prison, for over 12,000 men died in prison ships and prisons in New York, compared with the 4,400 battle casualties during the entire war. That's the untold story of the Revolutionary War. In January of 1777, General George Washington was directed by Congress to protest the shocking and inhuman treatment of the Honorable Richard Stockton to General William Howe, the British general. Stockton was given a parole by General Howe in mid-January, requiring him to no longer participate in the war effort, as was common on both sides. Stockton was sick and near death when he returned home. Stockton had been maligned by a few writers in recent years, claiming that he took a pardon from General Howe and swore allegiance to the king. This claim is based on a private letter quoting a rumor spread by an enemy of Stockton. There is no proof this occurred. In March of 1777, only 2 months after Stockton's release, in a letter to British Parliament, General Howe wrote, and I quote, "At no time had a leading rebel sought pardon," end of quote. The book is Sacred Honor, comes to Stockton's defense against these revisionist writers using rumors and innuendo to spread this false claim against a founding father. Again, sadly and tragically, the entire Stockton fortune was basically lost. Furniture, apparel, even valuable writings have been all burnt. His cattle, horses, hogs, sheep, grain, and forage have been carried away by the loyalists. His losses could not amount to less than £5,000. Stockton's library, one of the finest in the colonies, was burned to the ground. He was forced to accept help from family and friends in order to survive. Slowly, it took him 2 years. Richard Stockton regained his health, returned to his law practice to support his family, but later he would develop cancer. He would not live to see his country win independence. Richard Stockton, one of the original signers of the Declaration of Independence, passed away February 28, 1781. And so it is just rumor and innuendo, not a fact, not truth, that he had sought a pardon and renounced his signing of the Declaration, that pardon was sought by Congress and General Washington. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
Our friends at Town Appliance, if you are a builder or a contractor, interior designer, maybe you own multi-family properties, then Town Appliance is where you should be shopping for your appliances. Specifically, the Town Appliance Trade Program. It is just amazing They guarantee delivery nationwide. They've got incredible pricing. You get your own trade rep with benefits that come along with that. And they have everything from a single appliance up to high-end luxury kitchens at Talon Appliance. So if you're not already working with Talon Appliance, you should, because you will save money and you will get prompt five-star service at Talon Appliance. So I urge you to check them out, townappliance.com, for more information. That's townappliance.com, or you can check in, visit both mayors who run the place, Big Mayor, Little Mayor. Talon Appliance, of course, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! I know. Ugh, what am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Walt Phillips right here on WCBM, Sunday afternoons at 3. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Walt is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Walt's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
Some stations say they have a talk block. Don't waste your time. We let you talk all day on AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Day 23, traffic weather on the threes. Again, the update now. In for Chuck Whitaker is Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The outer loop of the Beltway from White Marsh Boulevard to Providence Road is slow but steady. Route 40 at the Beltway getting some attention from an earlier crash. And the inner and outer loop of the Beltway, minor slowdown at the 83 JFX. Outer loop busy from Liberty Road to 70 and southbound 895 and 95. Still busy approaching both tunnels. It's back to the split. And 695, heavy as always, from 70 out to Wilkins Avenue. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And thank you very much, Maggie. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, less humid today. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow, chance of showers and storms returning, especially in the afternoon and evening, and drying out by Friday. Just to let you know, I'm getting ready to go on vacation starting this Friday. So the councilman, Nino Mangione, will be here. And, of course, I'm out all next week. And, of course, both Nino, Jeff McDonald will be sitting in here on the program. Baltimore County employee was selected for a promotion without an interview. While county paperwork falsely stated one had occurred, this is the first Inspector General report in 7 months. And, again, I think this is it's important, but there's much more difficulty and many more serious problems in Baltimore County than this. So I'm wondering if we're going to get around to the really good stuff. But anyway, they're saying that Deputy Inspector General Greg Domrow, he's a former FBI agent who had overseen the office while it remained vacant, told the Baltimore Sun the change was intended to increase transparency and give the public a fuller picture of the office's work. Domrow said the IG's office sent three additional reports to county administration officials in late July, with responses expected by the end of August. When the administration responds, the office will publish those reports. So this one they got last fall claimed the employee was improperly hired for a newly created engineering associate position within the county's permitting department. It could be a paperwork thing, whatever the case may be, but there are much more serious issues within the Baltimore County government than not having a formal interview for that. And hopefully they'll get to the more serious issues down the road. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you care to join us, Bob Cassidy's going to join us coming up right after the 8:30 news. The Harford County executive get the latest on what's happening with his office. I did find out that while One decision went against the Trump administration in Maryland. That was, of course, the FBI building. The other judge has now upheld the fact that University of Maryland School of Pharmacy instructor Burhanu Kibrit will remain in ICE custody, where he's been held for 4 weeks. Kibrit appeared virtually for a hearing in Colorado on Friday. According to his attorney, he had been held at the Oklahoma Detention Center since his arrest at a Dallas airport last month, shortly after he won a Teacher of the Year award. So, again, they were arguing he should be released on bond, but they did say that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said that Kibrit was arrested because he overstayed a visa, but they claim that he has a valid work permit and permission to be in the U.S. through a separate pending application. Well, they need to produce that application. If that is the case, we shall see how his case ends up. As we mentioned yesterday, MS-13 Maryland man, he might have charges reinstated against him. Let's take a call here from Jeff in Delaware. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I am fine. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Do you remember the movie that was filmed in Baltimore and released in 1979 with Al Pacino?
And Justice for All?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's a great. That was a great movie.
Do you remember the line he had in the end of the movie with the judge?
You know, I can't repeat it verbatim, so please share it with our audience. They'd love to hear it.
They got into verbal altercation at the bench, and judge said, "You're out of order," and he looked at the judge and says, "No, you're out of order.
Right.
This whole system is out of order." That was in 1979, and I worked for the city for 26 years, and nothing has changed.
You're right. It's actually gotten worse, I think.
The whole system... Prosecutors, the only thing they worry about is their win-loss record.
Right.
And they just plea everything out so they get the win.
Yeah, and I think it's just not the prosecutors in this case. It's the judges, the bleeding heart, do-gooder, lefty judges in this state, and some of the prosecutors, not all, because I do think there are some good prosecutors. Police are trying to do their job. They make the arrests. They cross their T's and dot their I's, and then the prosecutors, if they don't have a good chance of conviction, the other thing you got is jury nullification, so you got to look at the juries as well in this area. But it is unconscionable to me, Jeff, that you'd have somebody that was already convicted of armed robbery and should have been in jail, was out on the street, and then took two lives afterwards. I mean, again, these judges, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. But you're right, they're out of order. The whole system is out of order. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that, reminding us of that great movie starring Al Pacino back in 1979, filmed right here in Baltimore. It's coming up on 8:29, and we'll have Bob Cassidy with us here in just a second. We did elections earlier in the show, and the bombshell revelation from President Trump that 24,000 non-citizens had voted, could be more. They have to get to 32 million other records. But the Trump DOJ has announced they're going to deploy a record 1,000 federal monitors to polling places nationwide for the midterms in 76 days. Again, that may not be enough, but at least they're doing something. We may need much more than that, because there will be attempts to cheat. We know this. We see this on a regular basis. I think, not only should they be monitoring elections, they should be going after all these mail-in ballots. Where are they? If they've been, keep an eye on the Postal Service as well. I hate to say that, but I think they're ripe for problems. And by the way, North Carolina's Democrat Governor Josh Stein just vetoed a bill that requires the state to cross-check voter registration rolls with death records. Why would you be against that? You want to purge your voter rolls from dead voters, and he vetoed that bill. He's against it. I'm telling you, that's all the Democrats want to do, is obfuscate the system and cheat in elections. It is 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here is Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 is preparing to spend, the Maryland is preparing to spend up to $109.4 million on a new statewide voting system. This comes from Fox 45 News. They're setting up a costly election overhaul that uses similar machines as the state continues to confront large structural budget gaps for the rest of the decade. This large-scale purchase would mark nearly a quarter of a billion dollars in taxpayer expenditures seizures on state election equipment since 2002. The Maryland Board of Public Works approved the contract on July 22nd with Omaha-based election systems and software. The initial award is approximately $84.9 million with two-year renewal options that could increase the total to roughly $109.4 million over 9 years. And a suspended Baltimore police officer accused of trying to run over a man with his patrol car went on trial Tuesday in a judge-only proceeding after rejecting several plea deals. Officer Robert Parks is facing multiple charges, including second-degree attempted murder, stemming from an incident on October 28, 2025. The case is being heard as a bench trial, meaning there is no jury and a judge will decide the verdict. The allegations center on a viral video recorded during the encounter. In the video, a voice can be heard saying, "You going to hit him with the car? Hell no, yo." Slick Brown, who recorded the video, said he believed the case would not have moved forward without the footage. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers seized 412 pounds of cot found in duffel bags left at the baggage carousel at BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport. On August 11th, CPD officers inspected five duffel bags that had been left on the baggage carousel after a flight from London. Officials said they discovered a significant quantity of what appeared to be tea leaves. Field tests confirmed that the leaves were cot. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Here's a look at your traffic and weather on the threes. The outer loop of the Beltway from White Marsh Boulevard to Providence Road is slow but steady. Route 40 at the Beltway getting some attention from an earlier crash. Inner and outer loop of the Beltway showing a minor slowdown at the 83 JFX. And heavy on the outer loop of the Beltway, Liberty Road to a little past 70. 895 southbound and 95 as you approach both tunnels. That's backing to the split. And a minor slowdown on the outer loop, especially coming down the hill from Perrin Parkway out to Providence Road. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Nice start to your Wednesday morning with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Heading toward the afternoon, a little less humid. We'll see highs in the mid to upper 80s with partly cloudy skies. Tracking our next weather maker as showers and storms return Thursday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds will send Chris Bassett to the Hill tonight. An important start for Baltimore as the O's try to stop an ill-timed two-game losing streak at a critical time of the year. Bassett made his first start after coming off the IL last Friday in St. Pete.
Still a little rusty. Mechanics, I would say, still have some work to go, but I feel good. So, yeah, I'm really happy.
Well, here he goes tonight against Will Warren. He'll go for the Yanks at 6:35 p.m. Meanwhile, the Birds are getting closer to making some major changes to their roster. Sam Bisaio playing first base tonight at Double-A Chesapeake in his second injury rehab game. He spent Sunday with Triple-A Norfolk, caught seven innings, and smashed a two-run double among three runs batted in. He could be reinstated by the Major League Club later this week. Also, utility player Blaze Alexander and closer Felix Bautista are expected to begin their rehab assignments within a week. Elsewhere in baseball, what does Shohei Ohtani have against the Rockies?
Ohtani launches high in the air toward the Dodger bullpen and into the Dodger bullpen. Number 34.
for Ohtani.
Joe Davis with the call on Sportsnet LA. 7-6 the final last night. The Dodgers win. It's Shohei rakes at Coors Field. Has hit safely in 22 consecutive games, batting better than 400 with 10 home runs and 26 runs driven in. Ravens news. The team in Eagan, Minnesota today will begin joint practices with the Vikings later this morning. Defensive lineman Calais Campbell happy to be back with the team after personal tragedy struck earlier this summer.
I love this game a lot, and this is a very fun place for me to be. And so playing football has been great for me.
Elsewhere in the NFL, hope this isn't a portent of things to come, but the Saints and Cowboys went at it yesterday. Joint practice in Oxnard, California. Multiple brawls ensued. The money shot was Saints tight end Brock Recksteiner body slamming a Cowboys player to the turf, which makes perfect sense. Recksteiner is the son of former WWE Hall of Famer and world champion wrestler Scott Steiner. College football news. Does the name Billy Edwards Jr. ring a bell? Edwards played for quarterback at Maryland for 3 years, backing up Talia Tagovailoa for two before transferring last year. Well, Edwards now has found a new home, starting for six-time Super Bowl champion Bill Belichick this fall in Chapel Hill. And finally, on this date in baseball history, if you think Earl Weaver was the ultimate showman in terms of MLB managers, listen to this. August 19th, 1941, Pirates manager and Hall of Famer Frankie Frisch gets tossed by umpire Jocko Conlin from a game against the Brooklyn Dodgers for coming onto the field holding an umbrella to get a rain out. The time now is 8:37, and that is Time on Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6, and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Now back to Casey and Company in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Joining us now on our newsmaker hotline, Harford County Executive Bob Cassley. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Sean. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hope you're good.
Yeah, good. Always a pleasure. You've been very busy here with these energy issues in Harford County, and rightfully so. So the Democrats' green agenda, the green scheme and scam, whatever you want to call it, has us at 100% green energy by 2035. How is it impacting, for instance, your county, and as a county executive, what are the issues you're dealing with right now with this green agenda?
Yeah, sure. So listen, so we were in Mako this past week, and the state's challenges are pretty clear. We're spending too much money. We don't have enough energy. And the state's analysis was, the Democrat analysis was totally different. It was that our problems are all because President Trump cut the federal workforce, which is just an absurd analysis because we were in a dark picture even before the Trump election, and it's only gotten worse because of these policies. And now we're looking at like a $3.7 billion deficit now by 2030, so kind of absurd. And I see the digital ad tax was reversed, as we all predicted. So now the dark story becomes even darker, and the blueprint's now a fairy tale. On the energy side, we've been telling the General Assembly for years that we're not producing enough energy, and that if you don't have enough energy, industry runs on energy, and if you don't have it, you're kind of screwed here. And the General Assemblies, when we tell them that you can't achieve all this because the laws of physics prevent you from achieving 100% green energy under your target deadlines, their response is basically, we'll just change the laws of physics. And so we're struggling with this now. We're not producing. If you look at, we're currently importing over 60% of our energy into Maryland at demand, and even it sometimes goes up into 70%, even higher on a hot day and stuff. So we're threatened brownouts, and clearly not enough local energy production. A data center, which they are really anxious to get their hands on because that produces a lot of tax revenue, and of course they're addicted to tax revenue. That's about 100,000. They use about as much energy as 100,000 homes. So that's what we have here in Harford County, about 100,000 homes. So we would double our energy demands and without increasing the state supply. So clearly, you increase the demand without increasing the supply, guaranteed to have a rate increase. But that's not stopping the state from pushing this stuff. So what they're trying to do to overcome clearly this huge lack of credibility, the gap between the truth and the General Assembly's policies, to try to force us into not producing energy within the state of Maryland, is we're bringing it in out of Pennsylvania. And they're doing that by, one, crisscrossing all the northern counties with large power lines to suck power out of Pennsylvania, because we ought to be having power lines coming out of central Maryland, out of our own power lines, not out of Pennsylvania power lines. So, of course, Pennsylvania is saying, that's fine, we'll sell it to you, but it ain't cheap. We're going to sell it to you at the prices we want to sell it to you. So that's why you're seeing your energy rates go up. It's not because BGE is evil. It's because the supply and basic supply and demand. So you're running these big power lines out, crisscrossing the northern counties and upsetting local residents. The other things they're doing is they're flooding our farms with solar energy because they're determined to make solar work. So the cheapest way to do that is take fields that you couldn't otherwise develop and just say, well, solar that's like growing a crop. So instead of growing corn, you're going to grow big solar fields. And they're telling us that you've got to put these solar fields on these solar arrays on your best agricultural land. And of course, it's tough. Farmers can't. What you make out of converting all your farms to solar arrays is much, much higher return in the short run than what you can get your crops for. So it's really putting a squeeze on us. We've got about 1,500 acres in crops right now that are being threatened by this. And we'll get up, I have no doubt, we'll get to the 2,000 mark fairly soon. And
Bob, is that a state requirement that this farmland be converted to these solar arrays and battery storage facilities?
Yes, absolutely. When this bill was proposed, my response was, look, I got it. You want to push solar out onto our counties. Just give me a target. Tell me how many acres we need, how much output we need, and we'll find the land for it. No, they didn't want to do that. They said, no, we want to put this on your farms. And so, you've just spent 30 to 50 years really trying to promote local agriculture. It's healthy. It's good. It's great for the economy. We've been doing been really investing heavily in sustainable local agriculture. Now you're doing a 180 and saying, nope, forget all that stuff. Put solar arrays all over your fields. And they've taken away the local zoning authority on this stuff. So I have very limited authority when somebody comes in and says, I want to convert this 100-acre field to 100 acres of solar array. We have counties have very limited authority in that to change that. And by our zoning laws, a solar array is not crops; it can't go in the ag district. But we ask to be able to put that stuff where give me a target, I'll meet that. I got old landfills that are closed. I can put it on. I got areas around sewage treatment plants nobody wants to live that aren't exactly highly usable. I put them around those things. I've got land that's maybe in the ag district, but it's really inferior, all rocky soil, which we could use there instead of converting our top soils. But that's not where they want to go. So we're rapidly going after the local ag sector, which, of course, a lot of our local corn goes further south on the eastern shore. That's what's feeding your chickens down there. So that threatens the whole poultry industry on the eastern shore, because it's pretty cheap to move corn from Harford County straight down the eastern shore.
Hold that thought for just a second. We're talking with Bob Cassidy, Harford County Executive. Take a brief break for an update on traffic. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A little slowdown on the inner loop of the Beltway from Park Heights to Greenspring. Then it picks up a bit. Outer loop of White Marsh to White Marsh Boulevard to Providence Road also slow. And then it begins to pick up at that point, begins slowing again as you get to the 83 JFX interchange. And slow but steady traffic on 895 and 95 southbound toward the tunnels. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy, less humid, temps in the mid to upper 80s today. Right now sunny, 75 in Annapolis, and it's 72 in Bel Air. We're talking Harford County Executive Bob Cassidy about Maryland's green energy agenda. Which is coming at a cost for Harford County, other counties. And I know that you permanently banned the data centers in Harford County.
Yeah, and to me, I'm just recognizing a reality that the state wants to pretend that we can somehow support data centers when the reality is that we can't. You can be an energy producing state and grow data centers, and that's fine. God love you. Or you can be a non-energy producing state, in which case you shouldn't be doing data centers, because to put a data center up here now, you're basically going to socialize the cost of the energy to that data center. It's going to drastically increase the energy rates for the local population, because there's no other way around that. The only way around that they've discussed is, well, what if we let the data centers bring their own energy and then we don't subject them to the current green energy requirements? And I'm like, wait a second. So what you're telling me is all of us local ratepayers, locals paying for energy, we're going to be stuck paying for green energy at these inflated rates. But data centers get a break. They can come in and build a data center, and they could power that off of natural gas or coal or nuclear. But we can't do that for the ratepayers and other industries. So solar or data centers would be a specialized industry that's treated better than all other industries and treated better than the taxpayers. I'm like, no. If you want to support data centers, the solution is back off your green energy targets. Let us open back up our gas plants. Let us open back up. Start cranking up Calvert Cliffs. Start with the nuclear over there. Let's go back and open up some of the coal fire furnaces that were producing energy at a much cleaner rate than a lot of the energy we're currently buying from out of state right now. And if that's how you want to do data centers. But to pretend that somehow we can support data centers without raising energy rates for the local population, that's just not true. It's disingenuous. There's no way around it. Until you reverse and adopt energy policies that will support industry, an industry like data centers, we can't do it. And let's just be honest about this. And so there were people like, well, what if we move them to a place where they're less obnoxious, use less water, make less noise? Like, stop. The issue is the energy. That's the main issue here, is the energy. Until you solve that, we're done with them. Let me know when you decide to produce local energy in the state of Maryland, we can start discussing this. But to come back and put them in there, drive up our energy rates, drive out all of our... Look, data centers don't... It's not a job cash. Governments like data centers because it's a tax cash. There's not a lot of jobs in there. Once you build it, there's very few jobs. And what they do, though, is they have a large... What's in there is subject to your personal property tax. And inside that building is hugely expensive equipment. And you're just a small tax, percentage tax on that yields huge dividends to the government. So it's favored by government. It's not favored by the local workforce. It doesn't give us great jobs for the local population. It gives you a cash cow for government. It lets you grow government and build a big government. And then what happens when the industry changes and these data centers are no longer, you know, the state of the art changes and then those go down? We'll have this bloated government, big bloated governments. The government, the windfall will stop, and then what are you going to do? So I'd prefer to maintain a good, efficient government that's supported by an industry that actually provides jobs. And if you want to bring the data centers in, you're going to have to first show me where the energy is going to come from, and let's not pretend that somehow there's some mythical, magical bullet that's going to allow us to bring data centers in without increasing your local energy rate.
I just wanted to rewind. You're absolutely right about that. And this whole, they got the cart before the horse in this whole green energy agenda. They should have been a phased-in process over time, because there's just not enough solar, wind, whatever, to absolutely power the needs of the state right now. That's why we're importing so much. But back to this converting of the land, is this voluntary? Are people coming in, like farmers, and saying, hey, I'm going to make more money with solar, I'm going to give up the farm? Or is this is the county coming in, or is the state using eminent domain? How is this process work?
This is a farmer coming in, and generally what you get is, so most farmers aren't farming their own land. Most farmers, you get large landowners who they lease their property out to a farmer who maybe owns 50 acres, but he might farm, you know, 1,500 acres. And so they rent that out, but that guy who's owning that property says, well, I can make a whole lot bigger return by covering my property with solar energy. But now you've converted that. To take that back to ag in the future will be very difficult, expensive, and not prohibitive. The science, none of that's been worked out yet, because they pulled the topsoil off, and so you're really upending the agriculture industry. If you're pulling thousands of acres off, looking at a lot of these farmers, your smaller farmers might be farming 100 acres or so. So you can see when you start pulling off that kind of acreage, you're really killing an entire industry here for these, you know, the ag industry, the ag sector. It's critical to our economy. And we saw after the pandemic, local ag production is important. Your local beef production, your local poultry production, your local crops. That's a resource that you don't want to give up, because when you need it, you really need it. And you see how the big corporate farms, it's not as a healthier product as our local produced beef and poultry and pork and all. So we're anxious to hold on to those, because once it's gone forever. Our farming families are historic farming families. It's tough to learn ag, and so we got to hold on to what we got. You kill that industry, it's going to be very difficult to bring it back at any time in the future. So just don't see the reason to jeopardize that industry for chasing the government cash cow that are data centers.
Yep, 100%. All right, Bob Castley, thanks for joining us. Harford County Executive this morning, and we'll see where this goes. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Right. 8:51, 9 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock at Town Appliance. Again, want to remind you that they have everything for your backyard grilling needs, and they are sponsoring our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good.
Olympic gymnast Jordan Chiles just surprised her favorite high school teacher during a reunion at her former school in Vancouver, Washington. Jordan credits Mrs. Gaines with helping her through a difficult moment when she was questioning whether to continue pursuing gymnastics.
Oh my gosh, so good to see you.
Good to see you too.
I wanted to surprise you.
You surprised me.
Because you are literally one of the best teachers I've ever had at this amazing high school, and I love you so, so much. And I just wanted to be able to come and just give you all the love and all the support with everything that you're doing.
I love you too.
Indeed. Brought to you by our Feel Good News segment and Town Appliance, of course, for all your appliance needs right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Attention all grillers. Want to impress your family and friends this 4th of July and beyond? Here's your chance at Town Appliance at Owings Mills for their huge holiday event. They have the best grills on display in their showroom, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XL, and Lynx, plus over 70 top appliance brands. Mayer & Mayer makes shopping simple, easy, and fun with flexible financing to fit your budget. They're open Sunday through Friday. All you have to do is visit townappliance.com today.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk. Right here on WCBM.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the queen of all traffic, Maggie Hunter.
Oh, thank you. At least you didn't call me lug nuts. Anywho, still backing up on the outer loop of the Beltway from Harford Road to Delaney Valley Road. Moving a little better, though. From before. Southbound 895 and 95 is back to Moravia Road from the tunnels. Outer loop slow 795 to 70. And a slight slowdown on the inner loop of the Beltway from Park Heights to Green Spring. Then it picks up a bit. And a slight tap on the brakes on the Beltway in both directions at the 83 JFX. I'm Maggie Hunter with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Be careful. We might give you a nickname. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Partly cloudy, less humid. Temps in the mid to upper 80s. Chance of some rain returning tomorrow here to the area, drying out again by Friday. And right now we're looking at sunny skies. It is 72 in Columbia and 72 in Ellicott City. Well, America's well-known freedom of speech, which actually protects even offensive language, is, again, under assault constantly in our country. A security guard at a WNBA game between the Indiana Fever and the Atlanta Dream had imposed his own thoughts on freedom of speech and his own speech code on fans. And that is, these fans were not allowed to have scientific facts emblazoned on their T-shirts, and they were ordered to cover up their T-shirts, or they would be asked to leave. Casey Thomason and her daughter Annie had tickets just two rows back from the court, and they chose to wear their XXXY Athletics T-shirt to support Sophie Cunningham of the Indiana Fever and the ongoing fight to keep women's sports and spaces female. Both mother and daughter paid $1,000 per ticket to attend the game, specifically to see Sophie Cunningham, a woman they respect and admire, for taking a clear stance against biological men and women's sports. And the fact is that apparently earlier in the night they had shown a woman with a Trans Lives Matter or Pride in Trans Lives or some kind of they actually showed her on the Jumbotron screen in the arena. Then after they showed her, they asked her to cover up her shirt with a jacket, which she did. But the fact is that they did promote the trans message on the Indiana Fever's Jumbotron screen. The XXXY T-shirts didn't get that kind of promotion, did not get that kind of favorable treatment. Instead, both mother and daughter were asked to cover up with a Indiana Fever trans pride shirt, or they had to leave the arena. And here, mother and daughter spoke to a local Fox reporter about their ordeal.
And we were made to cover up our XXXY shirts at this game.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes. They gave us T-shirts during overtime and told us we had to leave.
And this is for the girl.
Or cover our shirts. This just happened.
Where were you sitting?
Floor
4-3 row
C.
Yeah.
Floor three.
And how much were your seats?
$1,000 each around.
Yeah. And we did nothing. We were just sitting there. I didn't make signs. I wanted to make signs, but I didn't. I did nothing.
They put our shirts on.
I did notice during the game on the Jumbotron, they put up a woman wearing a shirt that said protect trans rights or something.
She's the one who told on us. Because she was made to zip up her jacket.
So she also had to zip up her jacket?
But that's bullshit too.
She shouldn't have to zip up.
But they put her shirt on the Jumbotron.
I know.
It's almost like the message was made and they said now zip it up to make it seem like they're consistent.
Yeah.
But they never were.
Never.
And why did you spend so much on tickets? Why was it important for you to be here
today? To support Sophie Cunningham and to support women and women's sports, because it's just common sense.
And what's the relation here?
That's my daughter.
And are you an athlete?
I used to be until I had a bunch of knee surgery.
What sport?
I did all sorts here. I did soccer. I did all that.
Yes.
And did this issue ever come up? Like, did a biological man ever try to play against?
No. We're from here, so it hasn't happened here.
A lot.
But I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, that is, again, mother and daughter there, it is just, it's the Atlanta Dream, not the Indiana Fever, that were the offenders there. They're the ones that basically had promoted this trans and then tried to, look, all they were guilty of scientific fact, speaking the truth, XXXY, and that is, you can tell, the WNBA is not interested in the truth. They're interested in their own version of the truth or propaganda. Rescue Natural Supplements want to tell me that their nutraceuticals are the way to go. And right now, if you'd like to repair your health, maintain your health, or any of the following, the best way to do that is with ordering yours today during this special customer appreciation sale during the month of August. And that, of course, is buy five and save 50%. Five or more single bottles of your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements today at 1-800-26-ALIVE, using the coupon code VIP50. That's VIP50, 1-800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com. Just plug in the coupon code VIP50 at checkout after you order your five or more single bottles. You can mix and match all you want. No combo packs or multi-bottle packs are excluded from this premium offer. So once again, customer appreciation. Rescue says thank you. VIP50, five or more. Save 50% today at res-q.com or 1-800-26-ALIVE. Stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live coming up next. See you tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.